Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than having people spread rumors about you.
Oh, that sounds intriguing.
The number to call in is 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. You could join our chat room, The Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking chat and listen live. Or if you're listening on one of our great affiliates, simply open up a new window in your browser. Type in davincomedy.com. Go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom. Click on that and then click chat and go. And that's how you can chat and really not go.
And not go.
You can't go. Don't go. Stay. Stay.
Please stay.
Don't leave us. Don't leave us. I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt, and I am joined by the one and only Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, Pip Helix.
Hello.
You're the TNA of the show. We were just talking about that.
God help us all.
We are doing something that we have. Oh, Joe will be here soon.
Yeah.
I should mention that.
Oh, yeah, and that guy.
Yeah, and the other guy, Joe.
Sorry, we had already gotten used to the idea that he wasn't going to be in right away.
Yeah.
But it would be nice of us to tell you.
Yes, Joe is still going to be here. He's just not here yet.
Yes. And we're hoping he's not going to be caught in that traffic stop, just a couple blocks away from here, because our longtime listeners know that he got a ticket just on the way here, and I passed him going, oh my God, there's our Joe. He's stuck with the cop.
It's always good to mock Joe when he's in trouble.
No.
You're such a sweetheart. Oh, there's Joe. Sucks to be him.
No. It was like, oh, poor bastard. And I was like, wait a minute, that's my bastard.
That's my poor bastard.
Yeah, so I was like, what happened there?
All right,
but I saw the cop sitting in the same spot, and I was like, oh, Joe, please don't make the same mistake. Oh, I'm begging you. So I thought about texting him, but I've learned from previous experience that Joe doesn't pick up the phone.
He's a safe driver.
I know.
Except to take pictures.
Well, he's a safe driver, which is why it doesn't make sense that he's the one getting called with all the tickets, because I've got a pretty lead foot, and I never.
Hey, man, it's me. You're on the air. I just called you. I don't know what happened.
Who are you talking to on the phone while
we're
on
the air? I'll put Joey on speaker so Joey can say hello to everybody.
Oh, okay.
Joey, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Joey, fix us. He's the owner. He's the boss of Extreme Jams. What?
Okay, I'm on the computer there, Davin.
Thank you, sir. Joey is the man.
Joey, fix us.
All right. Joe's not here yet. It's just me and Pip.
Oh, hi, Pip.
Hi, Joe.
All right, Joey. We'll let you go as you're on the scene.
Thank you very much.
All right, bye-bye.
Is he wearing a hard hat for this?
I don't know. I hope he's not wearing a hard on.
I hope he is.
Well, you know, everybody's excited to be with us. So anyway, I was saying we're doing something right now that I have forbidden in the past on this show.
I know. I'm very excited. I'm not really sure what the special event was.
Really is no special event. I just don't care anymore. No. It's not. I'm kidding. Of course I care. We're drinking.
Yay!
Not heavily.
No.
No, we're not drinking heavily.
No. Not yet.
No, just a glass of wine. In the past, we've had booze on the show.
Yeah.
But Joe couldn't handle it.
Which is really ironic to say that Joe couldn't handle his booze. I don't think that that's the accurate problem.
No, Joe can drink heavily.
Yes, he can.
Joe can do radio.
Yes.
Joe just can't drink heavily and do radio at the same time.
No, no.
Actually, Joe can't drink lightly and do radio at the same time.
I know. I'm not really sure why, but and it's not even a lot, but a little bit seems to just completely disconnect the radio portion of the brain.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, like, he gets distracted.
He gets distracted?
Yeah, you know, I don't know what it is. It's like if he's got a little...
What? What happened?
I'm sorry. I got distracted.
Yes, you did.
I got distracted by the chat. Donnie says he's coming to work here. He'll see us in an hour and a half.
I'd love to have Donnie. Donnie doesn't know where I live, but if Donnie gets close, I would love to have Diva Donnie in studio.
Donnie, if you have been able to Google stalk Davin and find your way to the house, come on down. We're apparently drinking tonight. Whee!
You know what? Well, we established Donnie's got the best butt in the biz.
He does.
So,
I would like to see that.
I would love to show off Diva Donnie's butt to the wife and kids.
Oh, you know what? We'd like... Oh, he's very excited we have booze.
I got a lot of booze. I actually have a lot of booze in this.
I have a ton of booze. You'd think that I was the biggest drinker on the planet, but we have an empty refrigerator in our basement that came with the house, And
ew, you're drinking other people's booze?
No, 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 no. The booze didn't come with the house. Let me rephrase. The refrigerator came with the house.
I thought it was like stuff you found in the shed. Well, this Jack Daniels can't be bad. It's half a bottle. It'd be a crime to throw this out. I thought that's where you were going with that.
No, you know what's really weird is that in my old place, for some reason I would just accumulate all this booze because like somebody would give it for Christmas and it wouldn't be something I drink, or it'd be something that is an ingredient for some specialty drink. And you're not going to go back and drink slow gin again unless you have, like, you know, Auntie Mildred over and she likes her slow gin fizzes. So that whole
bottle.
I think
people still drink gin. Jizz. Not gin.
Look what you did.
Did I just say I think people still drink jizz?
Yes, you did.
I'm positive people still drink jizz. That is not what I was going for. Ladies, and fellas, if you're of that persuasion, do not let me discourage. Instead, I encourage.
Yes.
Drink.
Especially that's a favorite cocktail. Yes. That's, I can't believe you said that. And that your eyes popped open when you realized.
Well, because you reacted like, I didn't say gin, did I?
It was very funny.
Well, you know, listen, I encourage the drinking of any fluid during this show.
Yes, I know.
We were just commenting before the show that often we feel that this show is perhaps enjoyed best alone.
Yeah. Yes.
But perhaps we were wrong.
No, maybe it is best alone. You know what I'm saying?
No.
No.
You're not going to drink. Ew, don't drink your own.
How could you?
Well, you could. You put it in a cup.
If you're... Oh, no. Oh. Oh, no.
Really? Really? Is the glass the part that makes that equation disgusting for you?
Yes.
You like it. If you can't have it fresh from the tap...
That's right.
You,
no, I'm not taking it.
No, well, you're a highfalutin jizz drinker, apparently. I didn't realize what I was dealing with.
You know, it's a specialty thing.
It is kind of more shocking, though, when somebody actually puts it in a glass.
It's like, now I don't want that.
Yeah, it's like, well, if it's fresh from the tap, we could still, I guess it's the proximity testicles that is the turn on.
Well, you know, I think that is, it sort of distracts you from the actual, the drink.
The balls?
If you will.
The balls are the distraction?
I think so. There's a lot to handle going on there. It's not just
I didn't know
cups.
Balls could be that type of a puzzle. Look at
mesmerizing.
These balls.
Mesmerizing.
This might be good for softball, because I've lost a step. If I could just flash my balls, maybe they're so distracted, I can do whatever. I can run and steal a base, because they're stealing in this league.
Absolutely.
I flash my nuts, and I go from second to third. And I give the third base coach a jizz drink.
Wait a minute. Second to third. Are those the actual bases? Flash your balls in there in those steps? You know, like, you know, first step was, I think first, it depends on how you run it. First base was supposed to be kissing.
Yes.
And second base was, second base was touching boob. And third base is touching downstairs.
Lady Spitfire of Indie Authority happens to be listening.
Oh, yes. I'm so sorry, Lady Spitfire.
But she's hanging out with the diva.
Oh, cool.
And she said, and I didn't see this right away, she said, blow him up. And and I guess we did, and it turned into jizz drinking, so wow.
Or blow him down.
Whatever. I did not know that was going to happen. Let me tell you something. Anytime I blow Diva Donnie, I assure you, it is an accident. It is never on the show prep list
accidental.
Of things to do to blow Donnie. If Donnie gets blown, happy coincidence.
Think about your own to-do list. Maybe it's not on yours. I know it's on Joe's. I've looked at his papers.
I'm not saying it shouldn't be on somebody's to-do
there
list.
There you go.
I'm just saying in 3 hours, it's not on my to-do list.
Okay, but
if I had a daily show,
yes.
3 hours time to fill, it might be a weekly occurrence.
He'd have something to fill.
He most certainly would. And I would have it fresh from tap, because to have it from the cup is uncouth.
No. And people think that's ladylike. No, fresh from the tap.
I'll have my jizz freshly squeezed, thank you. I do not want to sit there and collect bacteria. No.
Once it hits the air, nope.
No.
Nope.
Yes.
No good.
Yes, there's a very small window where jizz can be properly just
that's right.
Enjoyed, where it's not disgusting.
It's not, yes, because otherwise it's like cheese. Well, cheese.
Ew. You've ruined blowjobs for everybody. People don't even want to get a blowjob because you just compared it to cheese. Now they think, like, what? It's going to go bad? It's going to curdle? Now everybody's
yes.
going to get it out as quickly as possible, because the last thing you want is you're in a drought. And you haven't been with somebody in a while, and you haven't been with yourself in a while, and you get that opportunity, and some poor unknowing guy's going to be like, I got to do something, otherwise she's going to have cottage cheese and it's going to be awkward. You ruined blowjobs. I hope you're pleased.
Well, no.
This is why we don't drink.
This is
Have you even drunk yet?
Yeah, I did.
Well, look what happens. You're disgusting. You're disgusting.
Thank you. I already admitted that. I mean, several times.
All from a quote-unquote slip of the tongue.
But what a slip.
It certainly was.
I'm wondering what's going on over there at the Indie Authority, because they're not talking in the chat room anymore.
No, they just private message me, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, okay. I'm like, Diva Donnie's not chatting in the chat.
Well, maybe.
What's going on?
Maybe there's something freshly squeezed. You know what?
I think.
You know, Lady Spitfire, Diva Donnie, you could both do much worse than each other, both lovely people.
Right.
Both heck of a catch.
Yes.
Both radio stars, if you will.
Mazel tov.
Lady Spitfire has her show, very popular show on Saturdays, and I believe Diva Donnie, a.k.a. Caden Force, a.k.a. whatever the hell he's calling himself, I believe he's doing the morning show now at Indie Authority.
Oh, really?
So, you know, maybe to get themselves psyched up, they share more than thoughts.
A little pre-gaming.
Yeah, a little pre-gaming. The type of thing I've tried to encourage in the den, but nobody wants to pre-game. It's just me and my computer every damn Tuesday.
Yeah, you two are pretty wrapped up in each other when I get here.
Well, his name is Sam, and he's delightful. Although he is finicky.
Yes, I know.
So, yeah, we're
a little bitch.
So,
man.
Yeah, glass of wine. We used to do shows from Anthony, Vopi and Anthony's compound, as our longtime friends, fans know. And the beer flows there.
Oh, wow.
And Joe would drink, because that's what Joe does at the compound.
Yeah.
And I think it was the first show. I don't even think you were with us for that show. I think it was the first show we did at the compound.
Okay.
There actually still might be video. This might have gotten deleted. I don't know. But Joe was very nervous the first time because he's got the video cameras and everything.
Oh, yeah. So Joe wasn't there.
Yeah, so Joe's drinking heavily. and really, I'm pretty much at this point running the show myself. It's not what the Joe you hear now, where Joe's a wonderful co-host and can actually help.
I remember saying to you, it was sort of like the Brady Bunch episode where one of the girls gets stuck looking at the red light of the camera because they're on a game show.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much what Joe looked like. He went, oh, red light. And I was like shocked because he's in his friend's house. He's doing comedy like he's very comfortable with. And he was not himself.
It was pretty much me and Anthony.
Yes. Yes, it was.
And I was taking on all sorts of flack from the past, the Opie and Anthony fans, which is fine.
They were brutal.
Which is fine. I don't really care.
Yeah.
But it got so bad at one point where Joe's just freezing.
Yes.
Where Anthony actually took a beer can and whizzed it at Joe. Where you actually saw it on camera. Yes. And then after that, I think it was after that or maybe another show where that happened with Joe, I go, all right, nobody's drinking anymore.
Yeah.
Because it just would ruin.
It just wasn't working.
No.
No. So we learned how to hold off until the end of the show like good people. And we're breaking our rule tonight. I'm not even sure why, but yee!
I mean, I know a lot of these shows, they do drink. And that's fine.
Yeah.
But some of them degenerate into drunken messes, which I'm not a big fan of.
No. Because you know what? When you're sitting around with other drunk people, what you're talking about seems really delightful and funny. But when you're not drinking...
Yeah, I mean, listen. If you were sitting there drunk, you might be talking about jizz and blowjobs. So that you...
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And really, who wants to hear about that?
You audience can't see me raising my hand.
Mm. So, yeah. All right, let's get to some of the stuff we want to talk about tonight, shall we? Although, my slip...
I don't know.
My slip of the lip certainly was enjoyable for some. One of mine. This is the final week of our Biggest Fool of the Year contest.
Yes.
You can still win a Surf Easy Total VPN protection package. All you have to do is send us a story with somebody you think was the biggest fool of the past year. It goes from April 1st, 2013 to March 30th of this year. You send me the link to Davin at davincomedy.com of the story. You summarize the story in 5 sentences or less so I can explain it to everybody, the audience, Pip and Joe. On the air, if your story makes the air, not every story will. And you give us up to 3 reasons. You're the advocate. You're the lawyer for your fool. Why you think you have the biggest fool, and we will express your reasons. And then the 3 of us, Joe, Pip, and myself, will hash them out and try to come up with the biggest fool. Now, for our fools, the audience can weigh in. The audience can weigh in for the ones that we're coming with for next week.
Right.
You know, we certainly welcome that. But, you know, for the audience fools, we'll let that be the 3 of us.
Right.
I think is the best way to handle
it. Yeah, because, you know, we don't want you guys, getting hard feelings because, you know, the other Densters are weighing in on your good possibilities. We'll be the judge of that.
Yes, I think the message here, if you're going to hate somebody, hate us.
Yeah, we're pretty comfortable with that.
I've gotten very used to it. More people are hating me every day.
Yeah.
Why, are you seeing that in the chat?
Well, Diva Donnie wants to know if you could be his biggest fool. And I said, well, you have to come up with three good reasons. And he said, only three.
Well, actually, here's the thing. Diva, I actually could be Diva Donnie's biggest fool, and I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
Because I actually was in the news. And that Miami paper for Juliana Avalos.
That's right.
So if he thinks my investigative reporting is the biggest foolish thing, go with it, Donnie.
You're eligible.
I just don't think you're going to win a surf easy with that.
It's looking bad.
Yeah, but that's what it has to be, someplace in the paper.
Yeah.
Yeah, a newspaper or online article. It's got to be true, or as true as we think it could be.
Yeah.
But that's it. But yeah, thanks, Donnie. Thank you.
I know. He's enjoying himself.
Of course. Well.
At your expense.
Well, he might have enjoyed Lady Spitfire. Now he's enjoying himself.
Oh, no. He says she has the wrong parts.
This is true.
I know. We
knew that, Diva Donnie. But, well, you know what?
Wait a minute. That's not necessarily true for everybody. That's his opinion.
Exactly. She's got wonderful parts. I've been told. I don't know.
They are.
They are? Fine. You heard it here. Pip Helix going on record. Lady Spitfire has delightful parts.
Delightful.
Delightful. What a weird start.
I know. Really terrible. Well, I have a weird start every time I turn on this stupid laptop. Every time I turn on the laptop and I try to go into Facebook, it pops up with this group that's called WeCare.com. But this is the thing. It's a little ad that pops up only on the laptop, not on my home computer. And it says, like we care. But of course I hear it in my own sarcastic tone, like we care.
Like you make it all bitchy.
Yeah, I do. Every time I see it, it's like, and it's you get special deals to help save the children. But it pops up and it says, like we care. I have to click it off so that I can move ahead into Facebook, and it annoys me.
Because you don't.
I wonder if I don't. And I wonder if anybody else gets that. It's like I care. I don't.
I've never gotten it.
Irritating.
You deserve it.
Yeah, I do.
Enough with the cat pics. Like we care.
Like we care. Oh, you're always whining. Like we care.
Yes.
I know.
All right. So get in your biggest fool of the year. Still a little less than a week to do it. So get those in. Like I said, I don't know if everyone is going to get on the air. The best ones will read on the air, and somebody's going to get a cool pet prize from Surf Easy, which will make you a lot safer on the internet. So you can be like, you can like download porn. And nobody will know it's you.
It's like your porn prophylactic for online.
Sure. So on tonight's show, what are we going to do? We're going to discuss myths that many of us thought were true, but are in fact false.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're going to. We got like 32 of these things.
There's a ton of them. And
I don't know if we're going to get to them all. We'll get to them.
They're good. They're good ones.
They are. So we'll get to as many of those as we can. Maybe if it seems to be fun, we'll do it more another time. Also tonight, it could be a big night for the show. Does Belinda make her third appearance on the video chat?
I'm dying. I'm dying.
Everybody's a big fan of Belinda.
Yes.
Who doesn't love Belinda? My gal, my girl.
My story.
My African sweetie.
Yes.
And we'll do some more of the Ann Jackson stuff, which is our second soap opera.
Yeah, I know.
Scammer, not scammer, lunatic, fraud, who the hell knows?
I'm not sure yet.
No, I don't know.
No.
But we'll go through that, yes. The whole second half of the show is like soap operas.
Yes, it's Scammy Miss Mick Scammerson.
All right. So, my daughter. My lovely daughter. Everybody knows she does karate with Success Martial Arts.
Yes.
She's now playing a team sport, which I'm very happy about.
Yeah, that's cool.
Because I think it's cool, because karate has been fantastic for her to build confidence and everything. Love it. Love it, love it, love it. But it's more of an individualized sport.
Right.
So I'm happy for her to be doing the softball. It's the first time doing softball. You know, I play ball. I grew up playing baseball.
Yeah.
Now I play softball. So it's pretty exciting. I'm pretty happy about this.
That is really nice.
Here's the thing.
Uh-oh.
She really doesn't
there's
have...
There's always a thing.
If I'm bringing it up, there's a thing. Because if there wasn't a thing, I wouldn't bring it up.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah, it's pretty much. Because if there's no thing, it's not really
what's
good radio.
Yeah, true.
Exactly.
Yeah, everything went fine today.
Yeah, nobody wants to hear that. No. You want to hear about my problem so you feel better about your life.
Schadenfreude.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, what she said, but spell it. Anyway. So I have a girly girl.
Yes.
She's a very girl, loves the princesses.
Oh, yeah.
Pink, purple. Orange.
Oh, I can tell from the toys around here.
Yeah.
There's lots
well,
of
those
pink,
are Joe's.
Purple.
Yeah. Those are Joe's.
No, that's just the My Little Ponies.
Yeah, well, that's true. So, whose pony is that? It's yours, Joe. Take it home with you. We've had enough. So, So we don't really have the equipment.
Oh, that's horrible segue. You know, David just said we don't have the equipment, and Joe walks in. I'm so sorry, Joe. Horrible segue for your entrance.
Maybe Joe, don't talk now. Nobody can hear you. Maybe, maybe the Joe's the equipment we needed.
Yeah, that's right.
Joe, don't stand and listen. Take off your jacket, plug yourself in. You should really leave your equipment in so you could just sit down and do the show. I tell you this all the time.
And he's like,
this
great.
Is the way I love Joe. He can't respond.
Yeah, he's looking like.
And I've been meaning to tell you. And another thing. And your wife has a message from you, too. He can't talk now. This is the perfect time.
He's like, thanks a lot. Yeah, you sit down. You can't talk until you're on mic. But now I'm going to yap at you.
And then once he's on mic, no, Joe, we've moved on. Joe no longer gets a speaking part. The show is making adjustments on the air because you demanded it. I don't mean the audience. I mean me.
Oh, yes. You understood it's actually me.
Yeah, it's actually me. Enough of Joe gallivanting in whenever he feels because he's got a day job. Ooh, show off. Boss
man.
Wants me to work today, dick. You're ruining your free show.
How dare you?
Exactly.
How dare you drive for hours to come here after your paying gig? How
exactly.
Dare you?
Exactly. So anyway, so we'll let Joe get set up. So I have a little girl here. So we're getting the softball. I didn't even know this. They have Little League softball now.
No, they do.
Yeah, because when I was growing up, the girls would just play T-ball and baseball to a certain age, and then I guess it became to middle school or high school, and then they would transition to softball. But they're actually doing softball now, which is cool.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about that. It's instructional softball. She's never played softball before.
Well, can I just stop you for a second and ask
Yes,
you?
Joe. I mean Pip.
Hold on.
No, we've moved on. Go on, Pip.
Bastard.
Walking in a cheery mood, I'm in trouble for like five different topics.
Well, I had a slip of the... I said drinking jizz. So that's... I was in the barrel in the beginning, so...
He did.
All right, we'll move on to that. I got to hear that later. I don't want to hold everything up.
She was talking about drinking gin, and I don't...
You are as dumb as they come.
Yet smarter than you. Have a glass of jizz, Joe. It's freshly squeezed. I made it myself. It's still frothy.
And you should have seen the look in his face when he realized what he just blurred
out.
Oh,
I would have paid $1 million for that.
Well, fortunately, Joe, it'll be on replay. Enjoy it tomorrow.
Not on the camera.
I'm not drinking on a camera. Where? Like, that's going to be the punishment thing? No. That the Fat Horse Challenge would have ended a lot earlier. Or you would have lost a lot more weight.
Yeah. I'd be in a bathroom freaking
broth. God damn, Joe's losing 8 pounds a week. This is remarkable.
I don't feel
so
well.
Afraid. I don't feel frail. Well.
All right, so you wanted to stop
Anywho.
Me. You wanted to stop me, Pip.
I'm sorry. I wanted to stop you and ask, because I really don't know the answer to this, why is it that girls play softball and guys play baseball? Like, why the difference?
Well, first of all, softball is pitched underhand.
Oh, okay.
So I think it's a little easier to hit.
Okay.
Girls, and the problem with girls throwing a baseball, throwing, like, pitching overhand is girls throw like girls, so there would never be any strikes.
Wait a minute.
We want this game
to end. They throw like girls.
Yeah, and you know what I mean. Like, try throwing with your opposite hand.
Right.
So for me, I'm a lefty, be like a righty. It's a little awkward. Throwing overhand is not a natural motion to
Why
begin with.
Why do you have to throw with your opposite hand so that you can catch with the good
no,
hand?
No, I'm sorry. You throw with your good. I'm saying, but to demonstrate what it would look like throwing like a girl.
Oh.
Because if you throw with your strong hand.
But wait, I think it's...
You're like, a girl. No matter what you do, it's going to look stupid.
But
whoa.
Well, hold on.
We
though.
Already just covered something.
I
got to
give some green, like throw like a girl. However, now that being said, have you ever watched the softball on TV?
Yeah.
Like, and those...
But that's underhand. Underhand is a more natural motion. This is why throwing overhand, it's baseball talk.
But
why throwing overhand is why you get so many shoulder and rotator
cuffs. It's not a natural motion.
It's not a natural motion.
It's not, but don't you think it's because from a young age, guys are taught how to throw like that because they're on Little League and
you can throw
and everything.
You can throw
girls
faster.
Girls aren't taught how to throw baseball wise, so that's why they don't know.
Well,
how,
my girl
right?
is.
She knows how to throw baseball wise.
Well, and all girls do if they're playing softball because they have to throw to the bases and from the outfield and everything, so they know how to throw overhand.
Okay.
Listen, it's just a bigger ball. Mm-hmm. It's a softer ball. I mean, a softball is still hard.
She deciding what team she's going to be on, like Daddy?
She's building off her show. The league already called, yeah, we don't want you. You're going to have to move to the next town over.
Oh, yeah.
No, she's on the Yellow Jackets.
Oh.
They named them after college teams anyway. So
okay.
So because she wants to be on one of the teams with one of her friends, so they made that happen.
Okay.
So we don't have the softball equipment. I mean, I got the wiffle ball equipment with her. I bought her a glove, which is pink and black. and everything. Cute. I bought her that a few years ago. So we don't have the softball equipment.
Right.
So we go. Couple things here. We go with her and her friend who's playing on a different team. So I got the two little girls, my wife, and the wife's mom.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend and the kid's mom, who's a good friend of my wife.
Oh, okay.
So I got two little yentas and two big yentas and me. This is supposed to be a manly excursion, taking his little girl to get some softball equipment because I know about what's the proper equipment and everything. But I got the two yentas with me, and I got the two little girls.
Oh, no. It's the little girls that are not a problem because you could instruct them what the proper equipment to buy.
Well, if there wasn't the big girls involved, perhaps.
Right.
Oh, boy.
I will tell you the conclusion of this, and this will illustrate how stressed I was at the end of this.
Oh, yeah.
So the girls can't sit still. They're dribbling a basketball. I'm like, we're not playing that game.
Yeah.
So, oh, girls.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
So
right.
So a couple things. We have to get cleats. Cleats was no problem. I was surprised. Okay. So we have to – they provide helmets.
Okay.
For some,
oh, really?
They provide – yeah, helmets.
Helmets. Right.
Because that's the biggest insurance issue. I'm sure they're not like, we're going to make damn sure they have the right helmet.
Right.
For some reason, my daughter's friend feels that they need a helmet, and so does the mom.
Oh, boy.
And now that means we have to buy a helmet.
Of course it does.
Of course it does.
Why?
Because it's sparkly.
Well, didn't you?
It is pink and sparkly.
Of course it is.
Oh, and the ones they're giving are not pink and sparkly.
Probably not, Joe. They're probably not pink and sparkly. And this is a $45 pink and sparkly damn helmet. Why do we need this?
I would have bought a $5 helmet and a $2 can of spring sparkly spray paint,
yep.
And voila.
There you go.
When we played ball, they provided helmets.
Yeah.
They still provide helmets. They can't play. Why do we have? Well, there might be lice. Really? That's why you wear a hat. You wear a hat underneath the helmet so you don't worry about the lice and the sweat and the cooties.
Really? Oh, okay.
So now, and now the town rule is that all these kids have to have a face mask on the helmet. So my kid looks like a linebacker.
A face mask on a helmet?
I guess so. If there's a throw,
if they throw and they hit in the face,
I guess.
All right, it's little kids. However, yeah. If you're getting to be in high school and you're wearing a mask,
all the little league, not just the little kids, all the way up. Now I'm sure the scholastic ball is different, but yeah, like even the little league, like the 13, 14, 15 year olds, yeah.
Wow.
So I don't want to buy this stupid helmet. What's so funny?
Lisa in the chat says it wards off the dinosaurs.
I don't even know what that means.
Know. Big sparkly helmets?
Okay. I would think it would attract the dinosaurs, but I don't know.
I'm not really sure.
I don't really know if dinosaurs can see colors or not. I haven't met one lately.
No. Well, yeah, you're sitting across the table from two of them.
They've been extinct for billions of years.
Well, see, it was the pink sparkly helmets that did them in.
That's.
Does it come with my size?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
So we got to get this $45 helmet.
Yeah.
Fine. I'm not happy. I think it's a waste of money.
Because yeah. you're gonna look like a rod if you go, no, no way, no way, no
well,
way.
Well, so yeah. Soon enough, Joe. About right now, I will tell you how I look like a rod. Here's my approach to sports and the way I pretty much look at my overview of life. My key is functionality. Give me the tools, except for the software equipment that we broadcast the show with. That will give it.
Yeah, that's where the buck stops. Yeah. Actually, it grinds to a halt. You get it, like screeching tires.
Sorry, are you guys still listening to us?
Yeah, every show. But give me the equipment, the tools to do the job
right,
as completely as possible, where I can do as well as possible. That's mm-hmm. my approach to softball because I've had bats that were too heavy and I didn't hit well. I've had bats that were too light. And I didn't hit well.
What is a softball bat running for an adult softball bat?
It could be hundreds.
Jesus
really?
Christ.
Depends,
now,
yeah.
Now, a wooden one. And I'm sorry.
Nobody's using a wooden one.
Oh, what? So they're all metal bats?
In softball leagues? Yeah.
Yeah, that's, you know.
Oh.
Yeah. But yeah.
Well, for $200, yeah, it better be. I don't want to break it.
Could be
thing.
More than 200. You can get them for $50, too.
Wow.
Yeah, it runs the gamut. So I want this is my kid's first time playing ball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want her to have the proper bat. So because she doesn't really know how to swing. We've done some stuff off the tee. I've pitched to her a little bit in the backyard with wiffle ball, that type of thing. But this is going to be a little bit different.
Yeah.
I want her to have the right equipment. So we find this pretty white and pink bat.
Mm-hmm.
Very pretty, Joe.
Mm.
She swings it. It's a little too heavy. I can see. She's got too much of a hitch in the swing. She's struggling with it. So I find a black bat that I think is going to be better. It's a little bit lighter. It's a little bit shorter.
Right.
The swing is better.
Yes.
I see this. Oh, they feel the same. I want the white bat. It's not the same. No, but this bat's not pretty. It doesn't matter if the bat's not pretty. Now I'm starting to reason with a 7-year-old. This is me in the middle of
a 7-year-old girl. It's not like a 7-year-old boy where you're like, look, you're taking a black bat. You want to hit the ball? You're dead. All right, you take the ball. You know, a little girl.
Well, Joe, I had the same approach. Here I am in Dick's Sporting Goods. And I'm trying to explain to my 7-year-old girl and her friend, and the friend's being much better than my daughter. Listen, you got kids, you got teammates relying on you. They don't care if your bat's pretty. They want you to hit the ball.
Yeah.
You want to win the game.
Yeah.
Now I'm the asshole. The wife is chiming in. The other one, mother, is not really saying much. But,
You're not expecting me and Joe to jump in.
Let me tell you something. It's a double whammy because when you're watching her play, and if she's not hitting the ball because the damn bat is too heavy, and you mention one word, you're in the barrel again.
I can't win. I'm trying to give her the best success so she can have the most enjoyment. But the bat's not pretty. But I'm like, but the other girls, your teammates are relying on you. They don't care if you have a pretty bat.
But other 7-year-old girls, maybe they do.
That was my story. I can't comprehend it. I should have had something with testicles and a penis.
Shut up.
Isolate that.
Because his son, they're gonna, like, dude, they're going to goof on you.
Yeah.
And they're going to, you know, it's like, oh, okay, yeah, really? Yeah. We're getting this. You know, but a little, because it's
yeah,
pretty, you're
like,
done. You're done.
The wife's like, you're done. No, this 7-year-old, it does matter.
It does matter.
Well, this bat's too heavy for her. The white bat's too heavy for her. But the black bat's not pretty. I don't like it. We're not getting a bat. No bats. Screw it. We are not getting a bat. I've had it. We'll try to find a bat someplace else. Let's just get the cleats. I am so upset by this whole thing.
Yes.
We go out for lunch. We go to hibachi place. Joe, what do you seldom see me do?
Let's see.
In public. And he goes, oh, you're doing that tonight? And I go, yeah, I do this on occasion.
Drink.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
It is the middle of the afternoon at the hibachi. Give me a beer.
Wow.
You're kidding me.
Wow.
Let me tell you something. He's drinking
annoyed.
With his daughter and his daughter's friend and the two women and stuff like that. We'll have a kick-ass show.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, we were down when we were working in Richmond last year. Well, Richmond or where the hell we were? Virginia.
Oh, yeah.
And Virginia last year. And the beer, we were staying at this place where they had like a roadhouse type of thing. And I buy two beers and a shot for like $9. And he's like, I really don't want to drink. You're drinking. Look at these prices. So for him,
look at these prices. You're drinking. Damn.
So for him like to go, I need a drink.
It was either that or buy the black bat and club the lot of them. Club them like baby seals.
At least you had a nice swing.
I do have a nice swing. So this past Saturday, me and the kid had a catch for an hour.
Okay.
Much better than she'd been last year. She was very good and everything.
Right.
Good.
So we went shopping for a bat again at Modell's
right.
Sporting Goods this past Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go again. Oh, and the gloves. Oh, you know, like the batter's gloves. Because it's chilly, she's going to want gloves. Of course, they have to be pink and pretty, just like the backpack to put all the equipment pink and pretty. Fine. I don't care.
Wow.
But no, it's the gloves. She doesn't like the batting gloves. So she's going to wear her biker gloves, the gloves that she has to ride her bike,
mm-hmm.
okay.
which have no fingers, and Princess is all on them. Fine.
So that you wouldn't go to the Hell's Angels wearing.
No, you wouldn't.
Big Snake would frown on that.
Aren't those the gloves that went missing from you?
Yes, those are Joe's gloves. So
with the princesses on them.
Yes. So we find the same bat, the white bat. They also have a pink bat now. They have a pink bat now.
Well, as long as you can swing it.
Well, she sees the pink bat and she sees the white bat, and they're both the weight of the black bat from last week.
All right, so good.
So she's swinging, like, still not right. We find the white and pink bat a little bit lighter.
Mm-hmm.
Swing it, and now the mom's looking and actually being helpful because she's learned.
Wow.
Because they were, it's like, what? I'm the man here. I know I'm very seldom a man in this family, but I know about this. I know when it's time to squish a bug.
Doesn't make a difference.
Yeah.
Probably if you knew about it and they took, you know, semblance in it, you would have had the damn bat 2 days beforehand. You wouldn't have been there.
But now that the wife is not with her cohort,
right?
She's being helpful. So we're watching the kid swing with an even lighter bat. she really didn't want to get the lighter bat. It looked just like the other bat. I said, it's not, because as a kid, you think the same thing. Well, I want the heavier, bigger bat. It's not really about that, especially when you're starting. You want to be able to handle the bat, control, because if it's too long or too heavy, your swing is going to have a hitch in it. It's going to have like a loop in it. You're really going to struggle with it. You're going to hurt your wrist and everything. So we wound up getting the white and pink bat, the same bat that she liked from the week before.
But in the correct size, you feel.
Here's the thing. This bat, the white and pink bat, was 2 inches shorter and 2 ounces 2 ounces lighter than the bat they would have had me get the prior week.
Aha! Uh-huh.
Exactly.
Yep.
Vindication.
Yep.
I deal with morons. And 7-year-olds.
Well, you know, but I mean, there is something to be said for it that you both had to balance out the practical needs and the aesthetic needs of your 7-year-old.
I have
daughter.
No problem getting a pretty bat.
Yes.
I just don't want a pretty bat that she's going to struggle with.
Right. No, understood. And I think that actually you were prudent in saying, no, we'll wait and we'll get the right one. So you got the pretty bat, but you got it in the right way.
Exactly. Now, here's another thing, and then I'll move on to that's annoying me about the softball thing. I want to sign up and be a coach.
Oh.
Because you know what? I think my daughter would appreciate it. That way I can help her. I can't make all the games and everything. Obviously, can't make Tuesday nights. We have, you know, dozens of people to disappoint. And, you know, but I want to be a coach. So I sign up to be a coach. I go to both the meetings. I blew off an interview with the New York Post because I'm sitting there at some fakakta meeting and stuff. I'm like, I can't talk to you right now. There would have been an article about us, this show, and last weekend's New York Post if I could have taken the call.
But no.
I couldn't. So I'm trying because I have to go to this medical meeting for the coaches. You have to do if you're going to be on the field with the kids. Fine. I'm there.
Oh, I suppose your daughter's needs come in front of us. Oh, wait.
They have.
Yes. So here's the thing. And it's fine. You know, every time you go, damn, it's a shame I missed out on this. But another time will come.
Yeah.
It would all be worth it if the manager of my daughter's team would return an email and let me know if I'm helping or not. I've gone to these meetings. I've done what I've needed to do. Let me know if you need me. Now I'm pissed off. Now I already don't like this coach.
It's courtesy. Rude. Yeah,
it's courtesy. Rude. I'm willing to volunteer my time. I want to be a part of this. That you guys always need volunteers. I know you might already have some other coaches, but then respond and say, "Hey, man, we got it covered." But thank you.
Yeah,
do that.
A comedy booker.
Yeah,
maybe
so,
he is.
So this whole thing is pissing me off.
Yes,
I'm already. Softball has been a disaster for me all over the place. And I'll sum it up with softball from last week. We'll tie a knot on this. The commissioner from the other league. He goes,
which one?
The one that I used to be in.
Okay.
I go, well, you're making the easy decision. He goes, no, it's not. We thought long and hard about this, and this is what everybody wanted and everything. I go, yeah, if that's what everybody wanted, then it's the easy decision. If you actually stood up and go, well, this is wrong, now you've made a hard decision.
But the right one.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then it comes down to my former captain, yes. Capitan.
Oh, you're right.
I spoke to him and everything.
What'd he say?
You know, it comes down to, like, because he's been sitting the bench more because we have too many people. What she wanted.
Right.
He wanted over the past years. They kept on bringing these people in. They didn't win more games with them. Kept on bringing these people in and everything. So he was sitting the bench more. So if I'm not there and this guy's not there, he could play more. So that's what it came down to. So I'm like, you know what?
Is that what he literally said
to you? It was pretty much it. I'm like, fine. My cousin, who I told you, Larry, wanted me to keep fighting. I go, you know what, man? I you know, just to be an FU and everything. You know what, man? There's this league that wants me. This team that wants me. I'm going to go there. I don't need this crap.
Well, like I said, if you're getting an answer like, goodbye, 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 goodbye. All right, you know where it is. You tried. This is the vibe you're getting.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like I've been in bands like that. You know, with certain bands are coming to an end and you just feel like the odd man out. It's not fun. So, basically, you know, if you've got these other guys locally that want you, man, you know, your decision's made.
Yeah.
But at least you know where you stood.
It's still crappy, though.
Of course.
Because literally, I've played on one leg. I've driven through the night. You know, I've made all sorts of sacrifices to play in these games because I was, quote, needed at the time because I used to be one of the better ball players or whatever. And now I guess not. Here's the thing. I used to be a really good first baseman. I'm still a really good first baseman. This team, when I came over there years ago, needed me in the outfield. So I went to the outfield.
Right.
Now they need me to play all these different positions. So I play pretty much every position. The problem with playing every position is you don't really have a position.
Right,
So when you have all the starters there, you're not needed.
Yeah.
Come June, July, August, when people start taking vacations, than you needed.
Oh, it's like, oh, I hope you're warmed up to play.
Exactly. Oh. Yeah. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go to this other team. So I just want to put
Be a regular position player instead of a utility guy.
Yeah, it is what it is. So a couple weeks ago, I heard this about me. I posted this on Facebook.
I might have missed it.
No, I think you saw it.
I think I saw it, too.
It was posted about me that I am a terrible magician who plays old age homes. I'm not a comic. Shut up, Joe. I'm a terrible magician who plays old age homes. Not only am I a magician, I'm not even a good magician.
Damn.
And I got to thinking, that is probably the worst and oddest rumor. Well, it's not the worst rumor.
Mistaken identity. First of all, you're not a magician. I don't know if you would have been a good one. And I don't really know if you're playing old age homes.
Well, I do. I have as a comic, and it's never good. But
this is a separate story. But, that's ridiculous. And believe me, I'm the first one to throw you in the barrel. I saw that. I couldn't. You know what, Pip? When I saw that comic on the comment on Facebook, I couldn't even make a smart-ass remark
because
I didn't know where to start. And I'm the guy where he'll call, I need this bit done right now. Yes, sir, and he'll blow it out. I'm looking at this. I don't know what to do with this.
Javino.
And I'm used to working like that. Yeah, I don't know what to do.
It's just so absurd.
Yes, it is.
It's like,
You know who it was, Joe? It was the agency. Not that she spread the rumor, but she had a report. Agency who you do Santa Claus for.
No.
Joe's eyes just crossed.
Yeah.
She didn't think I was. But this is what somebody told the person who I was hired to work for thought. So she's like, I'm embarrassed to even call you, but they think this. I just have to ask, are you?
Oh, no.
And then she's like, you should come out with like a top hat and a deck of cards and busted chops. Oh, my God.
Okay, so we know who told her. Not that, but when they suggested you, that's what they told her?
Somebody told, because it was a private party, somebody told the person who had hired me and whose house I was going to be performing in, oh, yeah, I know that guy. He's a terrible magician who plays old age homes. So I guess nobody's looking on the internet under Davin Rosenblatt Comedy.
And you know what? Yeah. And this particular agent will not go to bat for you. She will not go to bat for you. She will not go to bat.
That's awful. For you.
I mean, she will.
Well, Joe, in her defense, most won't. I'm one of the few that will.
There has been stories I've told, blatant things, where I'm like, where did you get this from? And then she'll go, I go, you and I know this is nonsense.
That would drive me
what
crazy.
What are you talking about?
But she was actually embarrassed to call me on that.
Yeah, so that's absurd.
That was probably the funniest rumor I've had spread about me. Probably the worst rumor, I guess, that I can recall. I'm sure there's been more. When the woman from Nigerian Scammers get off Facebook was doing all her stuff and everything, and she was posting that I was a scammer. Yeah. And that's what that community does, you know, when they don't like somebody. You're a scammer!
Oh, it's a modern-day witch hunt.
And I always say, okay, you got me. Where's the proof?
We threw him in the barrel, and he floated.
So that was probably the worst rumor. Have there been bad rumors or funny rumors spread about you guys?
I know this. I work in a small town, and
that's a rumor.
That's a rumor. No, but if people don't know you that well yet, it's kind of like any workplace. And if you're single, anybody that you talk to, that you're probably banging them.
Oh, that's the rumor. You're banging somebody.
Yeah,
but you're not single.
No, when I was.
So is anybody? So it was like, oh, she's doing him.
Yeah. So there were at least three people that I know of that rumors were around. I was probably doing them.
Were you?
No.
Why not?
Because I worked with them. I don't shit where I eat, you know? So
we're talking about having sex. We're not talking about defecating. Really? Really? This isn't a scat show. What is wrong with you?
It is a scat show. Look at you, Mr. Jizz. It is a scat show.
Mr. Jizz. Please refer to me as Mr. Jizz.
Get business cards made up.
I don't want to see the logo.
They'll be in off-white. And they'll be matching.
I tell you, next time we go on the road, I got to have those cards made up and put them on the merch table. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, you helped me. What is this? You asshole, you put these out? Well,
Mr. Jizz, no, I recommend using a tissue to handle this card.
Absolutely.
Can you sign this for me? Absolutely. Just give me 5 minutes and a magazine.
Just don't put it in a glass.
No.
Straight from the tap.
Yes.
The other thing was, which was really bizarre, is because I had a female roommate, I was also supposed to be a lesbian. So I was like,
so you were bi?
I, I know. It's like, how come I'm banging all these guys and I've got a girl at home?
Because you're insatiable.
Really?
Your vagina needs to be given attention.
Oh, yeah. That cavern needed to be explored.
Glad you called it a cavern.
Hello.
There's like a tuna factory in there. What's going on down there?
Hey, don't can that. That's not good.
How many longshoremen are going into that factory?
Starkist wants tuna that tastes good. Sorry, Pip.
That was an impression I did not know you had. The man of half a dozen plus one.
That's awesome. And get out of there. That's awesome.
So it's not Chicken of the Sea. But see, if it was Starkist, Joe, I would think it'd be up at like a half an inch.
The only other rumor was that when I was in high school, people thought I was a pothead, and I wasn't. So it was just because the way I dressed and the people I hung out
like
with.
Like crap. Yeah, like you just didn't care, and you smelled like weed
and
Febreze.
Yeah. No. I didn't.
Your eyes were red.
Yes, probably the allergies. I've always been afflicted. But
you haven't, not according to your blog.
I know, no, not as badly as I am now. I'm the girl in the plastic bubble.
What
about you, Joe?
That's why I was staring at the space. I don't know why.
That's why. Like you need an excuse.
I need an excuse, but I don't know if there was ever a rumor about me.
Well, if you guys have had rumors spread about you and you want to call in and share them, number's 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804. If you want to chime in the Den Pen, if you had a good rumor spread about you, you're shaking your head.
Elise in the Den Pen says that Charlie is my plus one.
Probably plus one imitation?
Okay.
Okay. Have you guys ever spread rumors? I've never been a rumor spreader.
You mean like fake ones? Or gossiping about something?
Yeah,
that
if it's real, it's not really a rumor.
Well, no, it's
because it's real. Rumors, like I heard.
Oh, I see what you mean. Like if you're spreading gossip, like if you're not sure about it,
or you're making it up.
Oh, I never made something up about somebody, like a malicious lie about them, and then passed off as truth. I didn't do that, but I have been guilty of saying I'm not 100% sure this is true, but especially if it's really good.
Like what?
Like same thing I was guilty of.
This person's sleeping around.
Like so-and-so, I think that they're sleeping around.
You're such a chick.
I know. Wait a minute. You know what? I get the best information from the guys at work.
Of course you do. Because they heard you might bang them.
It's because I wrote it in their bathroom. But the thing is that they are the ones that are the biggest fishmongers. They sit around.
It always goes back to that area, doesn't it, Joe?
It does. It's always about the area.
The fishmongers.
And natter like hens. You hear about that?
I had a story one time. The only time with rumors, if I hear something personally, like, hey, I think this guy is doing it with this girl or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, it's always sex with that. That's the rumor.
Well, however, another rumor is also, during the day, during my business during the day,
right,
where you go, not for nothing, I think these guys are being bought out by this guy. I think a lot of these guys are going to be heading out to other places.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't say it. That's what we've heard. So we'll see what and stuff like that.
Oh, like industrial espionage things.
Yeah. I used gossip to my advantage one time.
Did you?
Yes. I had, there was this girl that I was dating. This is going back 1991. And I dated on and off for about 2.5 years. And I was madly in love with her. And we broke up.
You're madly in love with a lot of people from your past, aren't you, Joe?
Yes.
91, a good year for Joe. Yeah.
And what happened was I met this other girl who was in town. She was going out with some guy that was visiting my friend, and there was a bar fight one night. I thought she always liked me, so we were all hanging out, and she's playing footsie with me under the table.
Ooh.
And there was like a bar fight outside with something else, so her boyfriend and my pal go outside to find out what's going on with this bar fight outside. Next thing you know, we're swapping spit at the table.
Oh!
So... So
you spread that rumor just to hook up?
No, but what happened was... Is
look
that
over there!
What happened was, a week later, she met me at this hotel up on the island. She came up from Maryland and met me at this hotel at the island. And there was nothing on a leg. I was all... So we get done. Now, what I did was I still like my...
You did a cavern tour.
I still... yeah.
What is it, Howe's Cavern?
That was...
Oh, one of these stalactites and stalagmites.
That was a good night. Now, but I still was in love...
91.
Still in love with my ex-girlfriend. Now, my ex-girlfriend...
Clearly, by banging this other girl.
Ex-girlfriend's girlfriend was going out with Joe Cumia.
Okay.
So I go, if I tell Joe what happened in this motel room, he is such a washwoman, he'll tell his girlfriend, and she'll tell my my old girlfriend. Work like a charm.
Of course.
Work like a charm, man. About this was on a Saturday. I told Joe on a Sunday. By Thursday, I get a phone call. Are you doing some chick from Maryland? I most certainly am. And then we started talking, so we got back together again for another year.
Wait,
well,
the
fact that you banged somebody else made you more desirable?
That's... Yeah.
Hey, it was a win-win for me, my friend.
How does that work?
And let me tell you something.
A girl with low self-esteem. These are the type of women we need.
And let me tell you something. In hindsight, I should have kept the one in Maryland.
Oh.
Yeah. Because the other year later, this other girl my heart.
See, but that's the thing about chicks. Pieces. I mean, they get, wow, you're putting it there? No, I want you to put it here. All right, the Joe wins. Because girls are stupid.
Wait a minute. Where did you want to put it, Joe?
I think he explained where.
Yeah.
Oh, everywhere. Yeah.
Everywhere. That's such a chick thing to do.
To do?
Because I got to tell you right now, if my ex...
Yeah.
Is banging somebody else?
Yeah.
I might take her back. I'm not saying I wouldn't.
Right.
But it certainly doesn't make it more desirable, like, I got to get in there again.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. I mean, now you're picturing somebody else spelunking, and it's like,
spelunking.
Do I necessarily want to spelunk?
Well, when I get...
That's the noise it makes when Joe pulls out.
Well, there's more to the story. I had, when we got back together again a week later, she goes, one of the things I don't like, and now you guys know me, okay? So she goes, one of the things you have to control is your temper. I go, I'll learn to control my temper. So she goes, all right, you want to go skiing next weekend? I hate skiing. Always have. I go, sure. So I'm on the bunny hill, and I finally, and the thing was that I'm on the bunny hill, I'm trying to learn to ski. So the male instructor, I think, kind of liked me. And I'm like,
of course he did, Joe. Every gay guy likes you.
Hey, you know what, though? I shook my ass a little bit more so I can learn a little bit more. So I get on the hill, and I felt
where are you going to stick that ski pole, huh? Yeah,
well, hey, you know. But so I get up on the hill, and we're skiing. Her and my girlfriend are skiing. We left him down the bunny hill. So we're skiing, and I took a tumble, and I'm like, God damn, you're not going to lose your temper? No, I'm having a great fucking time. Lousy day that
was.
Wait
a minute. Why were you not allowed to lose your temper when you took a huge spill?
Because I had to, because she marched in a tight ship. You had to march in lockstep. Everything was great as long as it went in her way. And if you're in love, you know me, I'll do whatever the hell I want, except when I was with her.
Yeah.
And everything had to be bump, 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 you know. And I used to have to sit. She would go, let's sit Indian style on the floor and let's listen to Bruce Springsteen. And I have to sit there Indian style on the floor, listen to Bruce Springsteen, who I can't stand. You know, isn't this great? Yeah, yeah, yeah. The only brother I had bear trap around my nuts, I'd enjoy a little bit more.
Wow.
Things you do for love, man. You know, you're in
really
love.
You really have a healthy opinion of how big your balls are.
Yeah.
Really? You think a bear trap? You are confident today, aren't you, Joe?
Well, how much would that hurt? That hurts on a regular basis.
You'd be neutered.
Yes.
We'd have to get you neuticles.
Yes.
You'd probably be more delightful.
Yes.
Well, the thing is that he was, you know, he is a bear. You're saying all the gay guys like you. You are a bear.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that maybe if you had him
He's
in a
more
trap,
like unbearable.
He would be less desirable. Without the balls,
well,
not so
maybe
much.
Maybe they're stationary now. You can really get into them.
What do you call you?
Yeah, you would chong with your hands.
Well, it's a bear trap. There's no gentle way about
I
a bear trap.
Back not to get a boob stuck in there.
But that's the only time rumor really worked. Well, it wasn't a rumor, but chicken henning really worked for me. I worked it to my advantage, man. Well, only a few, because everything never works for me except that one time that worked.
Did you just say chicken henning?
Chicken henning. Chicken henning.
Chicken henning.
Yeah, I just made that up.
Oh, okay. I was like, chicken heading is something completely different.
No, chicken heading.
That, right?
Henning.
Okay.
Chicken henning.
Oh, chicken henning.
You know,
anything going on with you, Joe?
The band got together on Saturday, and we had a band rehearsal. Eight songs. We have a list of eight songs that are ready to, that we're ready to work out.
That's great.
Yeah, and then everybody gets drunk.
Shocking with you around.
Oh, no, believe me, I was the sober one.
What?
I was the sober one.
Were you driving?
Yeah, I had a drive. And Chris, my guitar player, got so he's like Jekyll and Hyde. He's a mild-mannered guy. You see Chris.
Yes.
That guy, he starts, Johnny, make me OJ and Vodkas. OJ and Vodkas. He got so plastered. I wish I had a camera because we do a song called Fortune and Fame. So I had a little bit buzz on. So at about like 9:30 at night, he's like, hey, let's go downstairs and have a drunken jam, right? And we go, all right, Fortune and Fame. We give him the guitar. He dropped the guitar, and it's like, all right, maybe you could just sing now. All right. We go, all right, Chris, one, two, three. The microphone falls out. It's like, all right, gig off. You know?
Oh, wow.
Gig off. Gig off.
He didn't even get to the Fortune and Fame.
No.
It was misfortune.
Yes.
Anything with you, Pip?
Well, you know how you guys were always teasing me about what's in my car?
As opposed to what's in your pants?
Well, you know, that was before. Now
it's a cavern in there. Where Star-Kissed Tuna lives. You know, that's a ventriloquism. You know, you were worried about, you know, trying to get back into comedy and everything. I think Joe might help you with a ventriloquism act. We might have something there.
We're going to need stirrups.
and an echo chamber.
We need stirrups and two mics.
Originally, yeah. And breath mints.
Nobody's like, all right, yeah, an echo chamber maybe. Yeah, he's putting it together. All right, yeah, we can do that.
Search or Tic Tac, because we're going to have to put something in there. The audience.
Oh, that's what.
Two mics. Febreze.
All right, that's going to hurt your delegates. All right, so here's the thing. Originally, I was going to close, but I don't think I could follow this. I don't think I'd want to follow this.
No, I don't think anybody wants to
hear that. We'd
have
to make good money, because we're going to have to burn at least one mic every show. Yeah, no. I'm not using that mic.
Oh, that's
I'm not
funny.
Even putting it in my car. It's 5 hours and it's cold outside. I'm not driving with the windows
down. I'm
going
to go, you know, just, dude, throw that in the dumpster. The venue owner comes running out. No, not in my dumpster. No, throw it in the woods. Throw it in the woods.
Burn the mic.
That's a hazmat situation.
Yeah, right. Oh, one of those biohazard boxes you got to throw in there.
The show is very funny. Never come back.
Yeah.
All right, so we're always making fun of you.
Well,
unlike now.
Yeah, I know. Speaking of Bush, I have shrubberies in my car.
Why?
I went and bought them.
It's planting
on the
season.
When it was
it's supposed
nice.
To snow.
Yeah. And yeah, I know. I went. They have this annual sale at this nursery near my house. So on Saturday, I go over there and I get a couple small shrubs. And so I left them in my car because the temperature was supposed to drop that night. It hasn't been warm enough since. And I'm like, I can't keep driving around with this nursery.
So
in
put
my
them
car.
In the house.
Well,
put them in the garage. Don't you have a garage?
Yeah, I do.
There's too much crap in the garage.
There is too much crap in the garage.
Oh.
There is. But the other thing is, I can't bring them in the house because I don't want the cats to eat them.
So then clean out your stupid garage. It gets colder in the car. Yeah, it gets below 32 in the car. What do you think? You have a magic heated mobile that even when the ignition's not in, it's nice and toasty in there?
I don't know what I was hoping. But I was just hoping that I would be able to keep them alive until I can get them into the damn
How about
ramp.
You check the forecast before you go shopping?
Yeah, you know, I have that, like, I can't think of the damn word.
Perfect.
You know, like you know, when you shop, like, an,
Impulse?
Thank you.
Glad I could be here.
That word. Oh. You know, I had that
impulse. Oh, don't you groan. Thing. I have to do that with you half the time.
I had that impulse shopping thing, and then I got these shrubs. And the dwarf pink azalea is getting a little handsy with me because he's sitting in the front seat, and it keeps sliding over.
Well, in its defense, it thinks that it's your favorite because it's getting to ride shotgun.
I know.
You can't blame it.
I know.
It's reaching over. Can you shut off this Wynwood crap? I'm a goddamn azalea. This is gay for even me. Can you put on something with some balls, woman? Where's Metallica? Enough with the Wynwood.
I can't take anymore.
All the other shrubs are talking about us.
Oh, I remember the improv group that I was in. It's actually led
me... I always find that hard to believe.
Yes. Well, yeah. I was in an improv...
I'm sorry. That is a really strange notion.
Well, Joe was part of the intermission. He would try to think of something and everybody would go take a piss.
I co-ran an improv group. As a matter of fact, that's what led me to lead you guys because basically when we were in the improv group, we knew that there was being another group put together at a place called RJ Gators in New Jersey.
No.
So once again,
and that's how we wound, all of us from that group wound up there and met all of you guys.
So once again, Joe's instincts for the big break in show business were completely wrong.
So were yours. That's where we met.
I know.
It's not like you.
I had.
You were there. You were there auditioning
yes,
too.
We were.
The fact that meeting Joe is the highlight of that whole experience really tells you how crappy that is.
We got Joe out of the relationship.
We certainly did. And Larry DeFelice too.
And yeah, because Larry was in the group with us.
Larry was in the group.
Yeah, Larry was in the group. Yeah, Larry was in our group. So
another guy that's not really known for his improv, by the way.
When I went to do the audition, I just did a fence job that day, and I had my van loaded with evergreens. And I'm going on the I was coming down the Grand Central Parkway, like bush. I mean, the shit's coming in front of the truck.
Right.
And I'm sitting there, and I'm covered in sap. I go, and I'm smelling like a Christmas tree covered in sap.
Probably the best you've ever smelled.
I'll never forget that, right? It was like torture. But I think my Jeep, I forget what something, I couldn't use my Jeep that night, so the van, I had to take the van. But it was covered from a fence jaw. It was like horrible.
I know. It's tough driving with shrubbery in the car. I went into my friend's house, and I was wearing a sweater that had a little holes in it, and Mr. Grabby-ass azalea had gotten leaves stuck in every place. I looked like I'd been clawing through their shrubbery to get into the house.
Oh.
And leaves sticking out
I'm having a hard time picturing an azalea as being a male. It's kind of an effeminate flower bush.
A pink dwarf azalea? Yeah, it is pretty effeminate.
Maybe it's a gay plant.
It is.
But then it wouldn't be grabby with you.
It was, though.
You're flattering yourself.
The gay maker attracts them all.
Yeah, but they want to pick other flowers with you. They don't want to touch you.
You got to be careful with azaleas, because if you clip them the wrong way, they all fall down. I was doing a fence job, and I was trimming some azaleas.
Yeah.
And the whole thing fell down. And one of the field foreman comes up, and he goes, "Mr. Curry, the customer's going to have puppies when he sees this." And I go, "Can we keep one?"
Going to have puppies? What does that mean?
He's going to flip out.
Huh.
Wait a minute. They all fall down? What do you mean? Like dominoes?
Oh, I'm thinking of Forsythia. I'm sorry.
All right. You know what? If we're going to talk plants, I'll call up James, and we'll talk plants, and we'll talk bees.
Yes.
But unless we're that show, let's move on.
All right.
Oh, by the way, I just want to add one thing. And my wife has moved on with stuff she's putting on the bed now. Now she's putting all her paperwork on the frickin' bed.
Well, she wants you to see the divorce papers. Then she don't want you to miss them.
I'm sleeping. And she goes, you knock some of my papers over because it's a bed, damn it.
She has the nerve to complain that you knock papers over.
That's ballsy.
That is ballsy.
And last night there was a lineup with some other crap last night.
You have two other places where you could sleep that would be much more appropriate. You can either sleep in the pantry or sleep in the filing cabinet, because the bed is not for you to sleep.
Oh, God almighty.
Well, listen, I don't know what to tell you. At least you'll be the first thing to see the divorce papers.
Yeah, as I roll over them.
Roll on them. Should we do a little curmudgeonly philosophy?
Sure.
Let's hope for the best.
You wondered about it.
Did you?
You waited for it.
Have you?
And now it's here.
Is it?
Curmudgeon philosophy with Pip Helix.
All right. Here we go. Let's, fingers crossed. Let's get a good one out of her. She's due.
What? Look, it's a slot machine. I'm due, baby. I'm due.
I don't see an old person trying to crank her.
Oh, hey, wait a minute now. Don't talk about Mr. Helix like that.
He's kind of old.
No, I'm kidding. The way you feel about deer depends a lot on how close they are to your car.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like it.
Thank you. That's a good one.
I like it.
Here's the thing about deer.
That's...
You know what? Because now where I live, there's a lot of deer around here.
Yes.
You know what deer are from a distance? Cute and adorable.
Yes.
You know what deer are on the side of the road? A hazard and somebody might die.
And terrifying.
Exactly. Either you're going to die, the car's going to get destroyed, or the deer's going to die.
Oh,
it's a game of deer roulette.
Oh, on the November tour when we were coming from Sault Ste. Marie going to Sault Ste. Marie going down to Milwaukee, I'm asleep in the car and I wake...
Look at Devin, like, does that make any sense to you?
No. But we're heading towards Green Bay, and I wake up in the car, and all of a sudden I hear Devin jamming on the brakes, and there was this deer in the middle of the road freaking out. He almost got hit by two other cars.
It was a busy street.
He just like, what the fuck?
He was like sliding.
Awful.
Oh, let me tell you something. You knew when he got off that road, he had to dunk his ass in the stream to wash all that shit off that tail.
But when I was up here, living not too far from my house, a deer hit my car. I say a deer hit my car. I did not hit the deer, because what happened was...
He didn't signal?
No. I had the right of way.
His rear brakes were out.
Stupid Bambi. No, what happened was another car going the other way hit the deer, and the deer went flying into my car.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Ricochet deer.
When was this?
a couple years ago. Jesus. We might have talked about it on the radio at one point. So there's ferrule over the place. I hear another. There is. It's all over the car.
It's a deer, stupid. That's how.
No, but the other person keeps going.
Right.
Which pisses me off.
Yeah.
And in the woods, I hear this honk, honk. Because that's what deer sound like. They sound like geese.
Oh, yeah.
They don't sound like, you know.
So he's hurt.
No, this was the mate. This one's dead.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was the mate.
Oh,
a family was broken up.
Oh.
It's so terrible. They're so
beautiful.
Well,
she should have learned how to walk, look both ways.
She won't make that mistake again, Joe.
Just like that jackrabbit.
Oof.
Son of a bitch.
It was quick. I think I killed a bunny once. I'm pretty sure I did.
I had a raccoon recently, and
bitch.
I couldn't. He just like loped right in front of the car, and I jammed.
He
on the brakes.
Loped, thinking he is who he is.
Yeah.
You don't know who I am. Look at my mask. You don't know my real identity.
Oh, I don't know. It's the middle of the day. It's like I'm Rabbit Man.
Middle of the day.
Oh, that's
was the middle of the day?
Yeah.
Oh, he was Deputy Dog. Yeah, he was. You're good.
So
you put him out of his misery.
He like loped across in front, but I don't know. I don't think I did because I mean I love animals, so I was very upset. But out of the in my rearview mirror, I looked over, and I saw him do one of these combat rolls, and I was like, because I just went, thunk, because I'd slowed down a lot, but I still hit. But I didn't feel the, like, jump over him. So I see him doing this roll into the other lane, and there wasn't another car coming. So I was like, oh, God, what do I do? So I went and turned around to go and look and see. I couldn't find him. I looked everywhere. I went back around again. I couldn't find him.
What, did you think he was going to stick around and get your license plate number?
I don't know. I thought we could exchange insurance or something, but he took off. So maybe he lived
after all. When I used to go out and do furniture delivery, we hit a pheasant with one of the trucks.
Pheasant?
Pheasant. Yeah, that it's like, people, what do you go pheasant hunting with? Well, we used an 82 Mercedes C-183.
That's awesome.
I think I have the most impressive animal kill while driving.
Uh-oh, what'd you kill?
This is years ago. I'm driving my first Camaro, the silver Camaro. The Camaro was very low to the ground.
What year?
86.
Mm-hmm.
Very low to the ground and everything. Driving down street where I live on. Two, I think they were seagulls, go flying across. Nailed them both with the windshield.
No!
Yeah, it's hard to hit flying birds. You can hit them on the ground, but to get them in the air,
I hit one. One. It was weird because I hit one. One went under my windshield wiper blade and was stuck on.
Oh, that's gruesome!
Oh. It was. I didn't. Didn't
you're like
enjoy.
Putting on the fluid. Get away! Get away!
Oh, Lisa in the chat says just winged him.
Wow! is that punishment?
No. She's alone. That would not be fair.
What do you mean she's alone? Nobody else is in the chat tonight.
Nobody else is talking to me. They're there.
They're
just being stealthy.
The worst thing I ever ran over and wasn't with a car was a lawnmower. I had a
what the hell's wrong with you? It's right in front of you.
Lawnmower. I'm sorry.
No, it was not. No, it was not. I'm mowing my lawn, and all of a sudden, I go, I'm just mowing. I see grass.
Yeah.
You know, and I hear glunk glunk glunk. And I'm like, eek. And I see fur flying. I'm like, what the fuck? There was a rabbit hole, okay? And I went over the rabbit hole.
Oh.
I didn't see the rabbits, and I cut, like, a couple of the rabbits,
oh.
Right? So I look. I'm like, holy smokes.
I'm sorry, but I'm just getting this now. DJ from Talk Superstation, because we were – I don't mean to interrupt this, but it's just so funny.
This just in.
Because we were talking about – and DJ, you really should go to the chat room so Pip can see these things.
Yes.
Because we were talking about jizz I told you about, and Pip, like, turned it into cheese or something.
Mm.
So DJ from Talk Superstation writes, Pip plus masturbation equals mozzarella. I think I have to burn my phone, because this is on my phone. I think I'm going to put this on. Joe, I'm going to put this underneath your lawnmower. Will you please handle this?
Well, it was a day of carnage in my backyard, because... I see, like,
what
far...
else is new?
A day that'll live in infamy.
Tails flying out. I'm like,
oh.
So I look on him. Like, oh. Now, there were three little baby rabbits that were in there that scurried out. And I'm like, thank God. No, not thank God, because two of my tomcats saw what was going on and chased after them and killed them.
No!
You couldn't control your cats?
And my mother comes outside. What the hell is going on out here? You don't want to know, lady. Go back inside, make dinner.
Oh, God. Oh, that's awful. What carnage.
And then the worst feeling I ever had was I had a cat. My mother was like the cat lady, but there was a litter of kittens we had. There was, out of all the cats we had, there was one cat that I loved so much. This cat loved me. I loved him. We were partners. We were pals.
Apparently somebody who could stand Joe. It was a feline.
It was a cat, yeah. And this cat, he ruled. And what happened was I was pulling.
Whose tail was that?
Yeah. Oh, this cat. It was
Joe can't even complain. Oh, hey ho!
It was my cat. So I was at my house and I'm about to pull away, and the cat comes running across the street, ran under my car, ran it over.
No,
you killed your own cat?
I killed my own cat. I felt now the only reason I'm not in therapy for that, I'm in therapy for other shit, but I'm in therapy for that. My mother saw the whole thing, and she knew what happened and how I felt, and she said, "It's not your fault. Not your fault. Absolutely, don't feel."
That's a terrible feeling.
It's not. Yeah, I saw the whole thing. The damn thing ran under your car because it saw ran under your car. You had no choice. You were careful. You were, you know.
I would.
Thank God
my mother was. I would have because my mother she, and my mother was the first. He's worse than him. You know, if I screw up,
impossible.
The first, believe me, Nettie. Yeah, Nettie would.
I'll tell you how much that joke strikes me. I would sooner make an Air Malaysian Flight 370 joke than make fun of Joe running over his cat.
Oh, wow.
I got in trouble for making. Wow. I made a.
I would sooner make fun of a bunch of Asian Muslim strangers that I don't know who plunge in the water than make fun of you killing your cat.
Do you know what?
Too much?
Too soon.
I got in trouble.
They just found it.
I got in trouble. One of my old.
Sure.
One of my
I'm
old
spreading
football
rumors.
Friends. Lectured me on Facebook. There was a
it's
picture.
About time.
Yeah, well, there was a picture. picture of the stealth bomber, and it said, "I'm the most invisible plane in the sky." Yeah,
I know.
And then
one.
It showed the Malaysian airliner. Not so much, bitch.
That's right.
And I put down there. You know, I put down there. And my buddy Lloyd from years ago, who's a religious nut now, he goes, "How could you make such a? You know, 280 people got lost, and this and that. And you call yourself a comic?" And my first thing was going, "You call yourself a lead singer?" But anyway, because he was awful. But anyway,
and really, that's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then I'm like, "Is this guy for real?" I go,
"Well, because they got lost, but you said he's a man of God recently, so he got found, so he's got no sense of
humor."
Oh,
he's been all wacky with Jehovah and all this other stuff.
Oh, you're blaming them for this?
No, but he's oobly.
Listen, and you would never bring that to your act. You would never bring that joke to your act, like an air flight 370, whatever it is.
Yeah.
That's not your style. I would bring that to my act.
Oh, you can't wait.
No, but Joe will bring that to Facebook, but he's not going to bring it to a group of strangers.
But it wasn't even that he was bringing it up. It was already a meme that was
going a picture that I posted, and I didn't really, and it's not like I wrote a bit about it.
No.
I just posted it.
Yeah.
It's like, lighten up, dude. And the whole thing is the way the news has been portraying everything.
Yeah.
I mean, a black hole. Leave Oprah out of this.
I mean, they still haven't found the damn thing.
What? No?
Talking about cavern.
Yes. Anyway. Give me the Charlie tuna with a little bit of black in it, Joe.
I was just thinking about that. I didn't know where to go with it. I'm like a little tired. But anyway.
Cajun tuna. Okay. Blackened.
Ooh. Ooh. All righty.
All right.
Terrible.
There you go.
No, that was a good Pip Hicks curmudgeonly philosophy.
Yes.
Thank you.
It's burned good conversation.
Yes.
We look forward to sucking next week.
Thank you. Don't worry.
Alrighty.
All right. Let's get a couple of myths in. We're not going to do them all now. We'll do more at another time.
Yeah.
Let's get a couple of these myths in. All right. This comes from BuzzFeed.com, and it's called "Things You Always Believe That Simply Aren't True."
Mm-hmm.
The concept of the sugar rush is a myth. The hyperactivity you feel after ingesting sugar is a placebo. See, I always thought it was real.
Yeah.
That was always my excuse for when I'm driving late at night,
mm-hmm.
back from a gig, you know, and I just want to get home. All right, I'll buy that bag of gummy worms. I'm not doing it because I'm a fat horse. I'm doing it to keep myself awake, and it's not going to make me pee like coffee will.
Right.
Because coffee's going to make me
pee. I was just going to say, why don't you drink coffee? That's my answer.
But
it's a diuretic.
Yeah, because if I drink coffee, then in 20 minutes in, I'm punching my nuts. I've talked about this because I can't find a rest area. I'll certainly beat the crap out of my own genitals because there's not a rest area and I don't want to wet myself. I will punch myself in the balls. So coffee on a long road at 2 a.m.
So that's not your late night road stuff that you drink. You go to the gummy bears.
I drink something sugary.
Yeah.
I mean, I eat something sugary because... I believe.
Yeah.
Well, no. If I eat a gummy worm, I don't have to punch myself in the nuts.
Wait till
I keep driving.
Wait till the next road trip.
You don't get to punch my nuts. It's not something you do in public.
I'm coming along and force feeding them Coca-Cola.
No, sometimes you actually have to squeeze your dick so you don't have to pee because you have to pee so bad.
Why don't you just pull over? Somebody take a leak. Takes 2 seconds.
I don't know. Because it's a windy road. There's no place to pull over. I don't want to get a ticket. I don't want to get jumped. I don't want to entice the wrong person. There's a whole host of reasons why I can't stick it out and pee. And now it's not me. I'd sooner punch myself than be foul Mother Earth.
Okay, you can't do the truck driver trick with a bottle?
I could. I just don't.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know if I could. Am I that coordinated? Because that's not the type of thing, you know, because if you screw up, there's no safety net. Next thing you know, you got a long road ahead of you, and you're sitting in piss.
Yeah. Well, see, I like – see, I'm lucky because my secret when a long road home from a gig is Burger King coffee and 5-Hour Energy. I will drive home 10 hours, then cut the lawn.
5-Hour Energy is good.
Yeah,
I that's what. Yeah, but if I'm going to be home in 2 hours, then the 5-Hour Energy is not working for me because now I'm home for
up for hours.
Yeah, and because with my truck, it's got the double like my van. I got the double doors on my truck now.
Right. Don't forget me, Joe. Right. I'm there too.
And I call them piss doors because you can open them up and nobody can see.
Oh,
I see what you mean. We're the piss doors. Everything's alive in Joe's truck. It's like Joe's truck is like a Disney movie.
Everything's a character.
I had to use the slop.
Oh, don't forget me! After midnight's when he brings me out.
Can't forget you.
I get lightheaded when I do the jizz.
Because that's a tough imitation.
It certainly is.
Careful for those paper cuts.
But yeah, I always believed in that in the sugar rush. And I guess it's not true, so I won't anymore.
Mm. I'm disappointed, actually. I thought that was true.
Here we go. Here's another one. Despite popular belief, the Great Wall of China is not the only man-made object you can see from space. You can actually see a lot of man-made objects from space. In fact, the Great Wall of China is actually not easily visible from space. I never really gave that one much thought.
I'm kind of disappointed because I believed that one.
Did you?
And I thought, oh, that's really cool. Something that... humans made that's so big you can see it from outer space. Like, there's no...
But we've made other things, so you should feel happier. We've made other huge things.
Well, I know. I am happy. But the thing is now, you know, the aliens are cruising by. They can't help but notice, hey, it's not just trees down there.
But the Great Wall...
Okay.
But it's amazing because the Great Wall is such an amazing, you know, feat of engineering.
Yeah.
That, you know how many children it took to build that wall?
Probably
you think
lot.
An iPhone's impressive.
Yeah.
And the Great Wall won't give you brain cancer.
Yeah, yeah, it's just up and down.
So did you believe in that?
Yes, because basically due to the Great Wall, and when they always talk about the Great Wall, that's the first thing you hear. It's the object that you can see from space. It's so grandiose.
Yeah.
I guess they had to get like astronauts to prove that one wrong, or I guess the telescopes.
Yeah, I guess if you're just earthbound like most of us, you don't know if they're lying to you.
You know what you can't see from outer space? A Malaysian airplane.
Oh.
See, that's the type of thing I would post on Facebook and embrace the hate.
Yes, you do embrace the hate.
I do embrace the hate. I can't embrace the love. It's a foreign feeling. All right, we'll do another one here. It's not actually harmful to pick up baby birds and return them to their nest, and it will not cause their mother to reject them. Birds don't really have a powerful sense of smell, so they couldn't even know if you handle their babies. It's still a good idea to leave baby birds alone, though, since their parents are probably close by. I always thought that was the truth.
Yes.
I thought that was the truth a couple months ago when we were at the beach and a stupid seagull got caught in the ocean, floating along like a stupid seagull will, sitting in the water. Hey, stupid, there's a wave. Goosh.
Seagull
gets submerged, upside down. People are rescuing this stupid seagull. My wife's involved in everything. The kid's looking on, taking pictures, putting other kids away so they don't throw stupid sand on the seagull.
Now, what I was going to explain is actually Mr. Seagull. He likes to go out in the waves.
It was a Jewish bird. It was Mr. Seagull.
Will somebody come and get me, please?
Just enjoying a little schwitz here.
Schwitz, and I get the wave, and everybody's got to watch. Nobody wants to come in and help.
But everybody, they're picking the bird up.
Yeah.
With a towel.
Right.
I always thought that was true. I did not know birds could not smell things.
I did the exact same thing because there was a baby bird that fell out of my neighbor's tree.
Right.
And I went over there. I was out gardening, so I had gardening gloves. And I went and I, like, rubbed them in grass so that they kind of wouldn't smell like me at all.
Right.
I wish you would roll around in grass before you come in here, by the way.
Yeah, but, dude, then I'd have to cover myself with Febreze. But, we talked about this.
Yeah, we did.
And you missed that part.
It was funnier before.
I didn't.
You're right. Neither did anybody else. But it's cute. She's trying. She's got her training wheel jokes on.
There you go.
So I went and picked it up, and I put it in a little box and put it in the tree, thinking that we were doing the right thing. And it's like, this is disappointing. That was a lot of trouble.
You could have just picked it up.
Well, we could have just left it there on the ground for the cats.
Well, if you were Joe, you would have.
No, I wouldn't have. And I'll tell you, one time it was Memorial Day weekend, and I'm barbecuing.
For the bird.
Yeah, well, Memorial Day weekend, and I'm setting up the barbecue. I notice there's a bird that's out on my patio. And I'm like, I think it's
maybe hurt. He wanted to be invited.
No, he was hurt. He looked like he was hurt. So I'm like, I don't know what to do with the thing. So my wife goes, well, there's a veterinarian place like 10 miles away that'll take wild animals.
Oh.
And I go, all right, I'll get a box. I go, put the bird in the box, drive to this place. By the time you get back, I'll have dinner.
Yeah.
You know, cooked. So she comes back 5 minutes later. I go, what did you do? The bird started moving in the box, so I dropped them on the side of the parkway. I go, what are you, a member of Al-Qaeda? What are you doing?
That is a terrible thing.
That's what I said. I go, what did you do? That the poor thing, you leave it at this. Where the, get in the car. So we go to the parkway.
Oh, now it's a search mission.
Now it's a search mission. I go, where was the box? So there is the bird. The poor little bird's inside.
Well, at least
right?
It wasn't an airplane. You were able to find it.
So, she left the bird.
She left the bird
in
the box. The box.
What the hell is your wife doing? We knew
I've been wondering that for 17 years. Damn it.
You know, every time Joe talks about his wife, you feel worse for Joe.
Yes!
Damn it, I'm starting to have sympathy
so
for you.
This is the most atrocious thing I've heard her do.
So I
can live with her making your life miserable. But to do that to a bird, Joe, that's the line.
So I get the bird, and I go, I put the bird in the box. We're on the way.
Whose beak
the,
is that?
Yeah, whose beak is what I said, and I put the bird in the box. And my wife is going, don't worry, Susie. And I'm like,
she named the bird
that's,
she left
that's
to
what
die?
I said. I go, who is Susie? That's the name of the bird. I go, the name is Bird. Don't name the bird. His name is Bird.
And spelled like, with a Y.
Name the cat, you're abandoned, the son of a bitch, you know.
Yeah, I gotta agree with you, Joe. You can't take a bird, leave it on the park right and trapped in a box, and then have the balls to name it. No, you no longer get naming rights.
Wait, yes, I agree.
Are
yes.
you married to Susan Smith? Is she gonna fill the car with birds and drive it to a
no,
lake?
And then
the
we're
hell?
Driving. We're almost there, Susie. I go, stop calling a bird, Susie. His name is Bird.
Yeah, maybe she was.
And why are you all concerned now? You abandoned us.
And abandoned
the bird. Why didn't you just tape the box shut and call it a day?
And it was, and this was like 2002.
When you still thought she was sane.
Yes. like right after 9/11. I go, what's the matter with you? You're putting boxes in the park? We got the FBI coming to our house. I got to explain. It's a stupid Blue Jay. Are you out of your mind?
The Blue Jay bomber.
Joe, but we wouldn't think about
Joe,
that, Susie.
That's
name is Bird. Put the guard on you.
We see here you've been arrested. What was that about? Would you care to tell us what that was about? Well, there was this time. It was me, my wife, and a bird.
Yeah. We see that it was Susie. Its name is Bird!
Did the bird get saved?
Yeah, we brought it to the vet.
And found Jesus.
So, yeah, I guess, you know, they said they would take care of it. Whatever. I don't
they
know.
Probably put it back in the park, in the box on the park.
Yeah, I don't know what the definition of taking care of it is, but
yeah,
I did that's, my
know,
good deed for that day.
Well, you tried. Your wife, despicable.
Well, let me tell you something.
It's so crazy.
My
it started to move. Yes, that's a good thing.
That's
right?
What they do.
Let me believe
it's not Han Solo. You can't freeze it in carbonite.
But here's the deal. The bird was lucky that we found out there were these places that took some vets take wildlife in, because basically my mother taught me, if you ever see a hurt bird, just do what your father would do. I'm like, what's that? Hit it with a big rock and kill it.
No!
So when I said that, I remember. So, well, that's
that was that way people thought.
I was away. Hit it with a big rock and kill it.
Yeah, put it out of its
misery. I can't do that. You know, you tell me I do awful things. You know, you always tell me I do awful things. I can't do that.
No.
I love animals. Maybe. Yeah. But, you know.
No, you only do awful things to those you know. Mm. I tell you all the time, people that don't know you love you.
Yes.
Yeah. It's those of us that know you very well, not so thrilled.
See that point.
All right, here's another one. These are good.
Yeah.
This is much better than actually doing show prep. Human the lazy way is the way for us.
Well, not lazy. You're busy with other stuff. Yeah. But
human blood is actually never colored blue in your body. Deoxygenated blood has a deep red color, and oxygenated blood has a light cherry red color. If your blood ever appears blue, you have a smurf. No, it's only because skin and fat is tinting veins and making them appear blue. I never looked at my veins and go, well, that's blue blood. I never thought that. I never thought about the process.
I thought it was blue on the inside.
But when you when you slit your wrist, when you realize what your life's become, it's always been red.
I know, but this is, well, now we're going back to the whole theory, is that it's fine out of the tap, but the second it hits air.
Oh, is that what you thought? You thought it was blue?
I thought it was blue when it was inside, and the second it hit air, it turned red. That's what I thought it was.
Never thought that.
Yeah, look at, you can see my veins right through my skin. Oh, because I'm so freaking pale.
Joe, give me that razor.
We'll settle this.
There's plenty of them to go for.
Deoxygenated.
Other blood.
Thank God I didn't goof on you.
Well, you were stupid enough to try to attempt it. You saw me struggle with it. You thought it was going to be better for you?
I'll handle this one. The oxygen. But I, you know, usually when they show the picture, I thought it was for the same thing. You know, it was deoxygenated.
Oh my God.
How many times are you going to try, Joe?
Will I get it right? Welcome to a 5-hour show.
Joe's never had so much energy, yet he's sweating profusely.
Yeah, I thought it was blue because no oxygen hit it yet.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Thank you. Me too.
All right, well, you're both wrong.
Yes.
Stupid textbooks.
Yeah. There are not differences of the tongue dedicated to different tastes. All different tastes can be detected on all parts of the tongue. Also, there are not 4, but 5 primary tastes. In addition to bitter, sour, salty, that's for jizz, and sweet, humans have taste receptors for umami, which is a savory or meaty taste.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
So they usually say, umami.
I never would have thought about the different aspects of the tongue and the different sections for taste, but if it wasn't for these stupid cooking shows that I watch, these reality shows where they say, well, it hits over here on the tongue and then it hits over here. So I thought it was real. So all these chefs, they don't know either.
Well, wait a second now. You are looking at the article with just the words. I printed out the article with pictures.
What do you want, a gold star?
No, there's a reason.
Two.
And see, on there, there's
charts. Go blow yourselves, both of you.
I would hit right over here.
Yeah, I'm doing a radio show. Showing pictures does not help. And
you
over here,
that
here's
I
the
care
spot
about
you wanted to be.
Run with what I got.
No. But the thing is that there are little charts. There are, like, Rolling Stone tongues hanging out. And they have color-coded the spot on the tongue that's supposed to correspond with the different type of things. So they're saying two different things. They're saying there aren't spots on the tongue for these different tastes, and yet they've got color-coded diagrams to show you where they're supposed to be. What the hell gives here? Which one is it? Is it that?
I believe the words.
No. What's the sense in showing us the chart then?
Because it's showing the myth.
But it's crazy. It's crazy to do that.
Listen, it's on words on a website. It's true.
I'm just like, and I didn't know about umami.
But wouldn't it be? But umami. I think something would be sensitive, more sensitive on the tip of your tongue than it would on the back of your tongue.
Maybe the heat.
Yeah.
But they're talking about like in different parts of your tongue tasting different
things. If you put like sugar on the back of your tongue, I don't think you would taste it
as much
as you would on the tip of your tongue.
So I think that I still believe.
I'm calling bullshit.
I call bullshit as well.
All right. Right to the author. All right. I don't care.
Gonna.
All right. Good. About time you friggin' did something productive.
Ouch. Oh, boy.
Don't worry, Joe. You don't know what I know, but you'll know soon enough. You know what you didn't do.
I know.
Okay.
Boy, smoke break is going to be fun. All right.
Bad Pip Helix. Bad Pip Helix.
Yes, I know.
All right. This one, chameleons don't actually change their color to blend in with their surroundings. They change color in order to communicate. A chameleon's color change can signal mood, aggression, territory, and mating behavior. I did not know that. I thought they did to blend.
So that's why you've been ignoring all my color changes?
Could you just read why they change their color, please, again?
For communication.
And giving examples? What are the examples?
Signal mood, aggression, territory, and mating behavior.
Well, that would be kind of this, kind of blending into their surroundings. I mean, if you see a predator, you feel aggressive, and you're going to change your color.
No, that's not the way people think of it. People think, oh, he's in green. He's going to make himself green now.
Yeah,
he's in brown. And I'll give you an example. I had a G.I. Joe figure named Zartan, and he had these stickers on him that were supposed to make him like a chameleon. So Hasbro just reinforced the myth.
Oh.
Screw you, Hasbro.
Wait a minute. So your little dolly came in colors?
It was an action figure. It was not a dolly. Have some respect.
It came with stickers?
Well,
colored stickers?
They changed colors. They were special stickers. If you put them in the sun, it changed the green.
I'm sorry, Pip. It's G.I. Joe. He's cool.
Yeah, thank you. I didn't say doll.
Yeah, I was going to say, if I, you know, like the Ken doll, I had a right out of Fagatito, but, you know.
But yeah, don't even mess with G.I. Joe, you woman, you.
Yeah, really. Girl.
You know what?
Girl.
Not, you're un-American. You're not a patriot.
That's right. G.I. Joe.
I'm going to call Bill O'Reilly. He'll give you a word.
Or General Bulldog McIvey.
That's it. You stop teabagging me now.
Everybody played with G.I. Joe. Every red-blooded American man. How dare you desecrate him?
That's because you guys are so fascinated with Kung Fu grip, and that's it.
There's nothing with Kung Fu grip. We learn how to pleasure ourselves using that grip.
Thank you, General.
10-4. I mean 5.
All right. This.
All right, the last one we'll do today. I think we could pick these up another time, though.
Yeah
sure.
The color orange is named after the fruit, not the other way around. Before the late 15th century, the color orange was lumped in with red. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
It was never really something I thought about.
Yeah.
I thought that there was some Earl of Orange or something. Like
he
Duke
lives up in this
Orange.
County where I live now.
Yeah, yes. Exactly.
Earl of Orange.
That's actually my my sex name on the sex chat. But now you all know I'm the Earl of Orange.
Earl of Orange.
Sure. I give a general location of where you can blow me.
According to the chart.
Joe, you're going to want to put that on the tip of your tongue.
Yeah.
Although, if you can handle it, put it on the back of your tongue. I'm not going to be picky.
That's the ooh, mommy.
Ooh, mommy. Yeah, so what do you think? Do this again another time?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Why not? Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Learn some stuff right there.
Sure.
Let's take our little break here. We're going to play some Parlatones off their 2009 release. Here we go. The Parlatones. What's the name of the album? The name of the album is Stardust Galaxies. Stardust Galaxy. So if you're listening to this and you're up in outer space, you can maybe see the Wall of China. And that's the worst shitty. That's the shittiest segue ever. We'll just wait for this to go.
That is right. Part 2A of Davin's Den. We are not tired. We are ready to roll to give you some more extra. So stick around with Davin and Pip and Joe as the party continues. There is no reason to leave. Sit down. Kick back. Take off your shoes. Phew, phew. Okay, okay. Put shoes back on. They stink. Okay. So what was I saying? Oh, yes. Stick around for extra because we are here at Davin's Den for part 2A.
We are back. You are listening to Davin's, and of course, we had technical issues on the break that once again I am addressing because this broadcaster blows.
Oh no!
But I think I got it fixed.
Yeah, not even in a good way.
No, I got it fixed, and it was just a minor thing, not a big deal. If it's going to crap out, that is the time for it to crap out. Before we went to break, we had fun with Jizz. had fun with Jizz. We had fun with
point of the tongue to put it on. Maximum effect.
Talked about some girl softball. Some rumors. Did a little bit of myths. All good stuff. Now we'll do the second half of the show. If you want to call the numbers 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804. Of course, you can always hang out in the old den pen and enjoy yourself over there. We do the second half of the show where we turn our attention to the scammer stuff. And, of course, we start with our scam busters, which is the informative portion of our nonsense. The informative portion of our nonsense. I'm trying to find the stupid song. Where the hell is it? Well, what?
Scam busters.
You might be. There it is. No. Where the hell is it? There it is.
Scam busters.
But anyway, Scam Busters is brought to you by Surf Easy. Surf Easy is the easiest way to protect your online identity and anonymity. To learn more, go to surfeasy.com.
I'm practicing with that word. Good. That's a toughie. That's a roughy toughie.
I really had to slow down.
That's a roughy toughie.
And of course, we're going to be giving away Surf Easy Total VPN coverage for 1 year. Next week, live on next week's show, all you got to do is submit the Biggest Fool in our Biggest Fool contest. And if you win, you get a lovely prize. Doesn't get any better than that. So we'll play our music. Where is it? Here we go. As always, just a little bit of lead-in. There it is.
Busters!
If there's something strange on your Facebook page, who are you gonna call?
Scam Busters!
If it's something weird and she looks real good, who are you gonna call?
Scam Busters!
Uh
I ain't afraid of no scams. I ain't afraid of no scams. You seen I love you running through your head. Who you gonna call? Scam Busters! An African man scamming on your iPad. Oh, who you gonna call? Scam Busters! I ain't afraid of no scams.
Spin me around like I'm Bill Murray.
Who you gonna call? Scam Busters! If you're all alone, pick up the phone and call Scam Busters! I ain't afraid of no scam. I hear it likes the singles. I ain't afraid of no scam. Yeah, 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 yeah. Who you gonna call? Scam Busters. You had a dose of a freaky post, baby. You better call Scam Busters.
No, that's the,
let me tell you something. Busting makes me feel good.
I was like, how much multi-tracking could you do for this thing?
Shit's a very good thing.
I'm afraid to know your ability.
I think so.
I could pull this off the high thing.
I ain't afraid of no scam. Don't give him your phone, oh no. Scam Busters. He don't know you're poor unless just want some more. I think you better call Scam Busters.
What did you say?
Who knows?
Who are you gonna call? Scam Busters.
Yeah, the truth is, this was a pitch because we had to keep the team to the regular finals.
Who are you gonna call?
Yeah.
And it's a federal case.
Scam Busters. I think you better call Scam Busters! Who are you gonna call? Scam Busters! I can't hear you! Who are you gonna call? Scam Busters!
And that was the extended version, which we haven't done in a while.
We haven't listened to that in ages. Yes. I don't even remember parts of that. Forever.
Just, you know what? People like it.
Yeah.
People like it. We haven't done it in a while. There's a lot of good lyrics, a lot of good singing in there.
There's a lot of good funny parts where it's like, what? And I'm like, I said to Chad, what did you say? And
he don't know.
I have no idea.
Because I wrote the lyrics and Joe did all the musical part of it.
And I had to write, like I said, I had to write the cadence of the music to it. It took forever to do.
Mm-hmm.
But wasn't it worth it?
Yes, it was.
All right, let's do a little bit of an update.
Okay.
We remember my scammer, Kevin.
Yes.
The real
scary guy.
The scary guy, mano y mano.
Yeah.
A little update between Kev.
Oh.
Yes. Kevin changed his profile.
Okay.
He was no longer Kevin. Well, I mean, he was no longer the person, the male he was pretending to be.
Right.
Which was Kevin. But he changed himself to a chick.
Oh, how unique.
He changed himself to a hot chick, and he got, like, a whole bunch of male friends. So, like this profile.
Not for nothing, you got to tip his hat. You got to tip your hat.
He's going back to work.
Yeah.
What's the purpose of having a profile if you're not going to use it properly?
All right, the bank don't care about my dreams. Got to get the mortgage paid.
Exactly. But here's the interesting thing. So he changed himself to a chick. So now I'm family members of this chick with a completely different name, completely different picture. All right. Now we don't even have the same last name. Oh. Which we did before.
Now, how did you know it was the same person if they changed the name?
Because I still had the messages. So my messages with him are still there, but it just changes the profile picture.
Very good. Okay.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Now I'm friends with a hot chick. Much scarier than a scary African man.
Crimson Cat in the chat wants to know, is gender reassignment now available in West Africa?
Sure. Just send me your money.
Yeah, really.
Now the chat wants to play. Screw you people. Where the hell were you people earlier?
I know.
You know what? I'm almost tempted. Because some regulars were a little tardy. I'm almost tempted to lay down some punishment music.
Oh, no. Don't do that to us. Me and Joe have not deserved it.
You can take out your earphones. You're fine.
Oh, all right. That's a good idea.
Glad I could clarify that.
Yeah, just let us know when it's over.
Yeah, right. I could do that. I mean, for me, it's music, but it's melodical. But that's a little disappointing there. But anyway. So, yeah. So now I'm still friends with this person, but now there's like 50, you know, horny old guys that are friends with this 20 hot year 20 something chick, because we're all gonna get laid. Sure you are. This hot 20 something piece of ass wants to bang you single disabled guy, 65 years old, living in the middle of Ohio. Sure, you won the lottery. Whatevs.
Well, you know, Kat says no one ever accused the scammers of being the brightest bulbs in the marquee.
No, I always say the scammers are much. The scammers are pretty smart.
Yeah.
They remember, they're the ones getting the money.
That's true.
Don't underestimate. When people want to say, hey, man, scammers are really stupid. Are they? Some of them are.
Who's sending the money and who is getting it?
But the funny thing is, okay, enough. I got to get back to work.
Yeah.
All right. I'm a 20-year-old chick. Hi, guys.
Hey, look at this sweet piece of ass.
Yeah, right. Oh, hey there.
So, see my thong? Hey.
Pretty much.
Yep.
So then I'm thinking, well, do I want to say something? Do I want to go, hey, you're looking much better than I imagined. Nice. But I didn't, because he's a hacker. I'm like, well, you know what, leave well enough alone. But again, as somebody pointed out to me, if he's a hacker, I thought of this too, if he's a hacker, why does he got to do this? He could just take the money.
Yeah, really?
So maybe he's not a hacker.
Target's wide open. Take a shot.
Yeah, so maybe he's not a hacker. So then I get a private message from somebody that tells me, this is really a guy from Africa, and I can prove it.
Okay.
Somebody's like trying to warn me.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, cool. Thanks for the heads up.
Like, I didn't know, but thanks.
But I'm going to, you know.
Yeah.
Can you send me that information? Because I want to know what other people are finding.
Yeah.
Never responded.
Oh.
Which was disappointing, but it was nice to see some. And I didn't want to reveal who I am.
Right, no. But it was nice for somebody trying to warn you.
And then, he got deleted by Facebook.
Now, why?
Apparently a bunch of people reported, and maybe this guy with the evidence, I don't know, which again goes, if you're really so good at this and a hacker, you're not getting deleted. Yeah.
But you want to know something? Facebook, I think, is getting more proactive on that, because basically I'll get private messages too. And then
if it's a spam.
Because I'll see, like, I am Yunuhu Raho, I think you're cute, and stuff like that. And I'm like, you know what?
This can't be real.
Yeah. Right. So, and I'm like, all right, well, maybe I'll try to get a character in for the show. And, hi, what's your name? And you can't, because it's deleted.
No, it's gone. It's gone.
Oh. So as soon as they come up, they're gone.
So
that's good. Somebody's doing something.
So they're getting proactive. Yeah,
if you spam.
It.
Spamming's the big taboo. You can scam openly, but just don't spam. That's bad. So then I email my friend in Ghana, who hooked me up with him and everything. Yes. And I go, hey, your guy switched to a chick and then got deleted. Guess the juju wasn't so good for this one. Ha ha. And he goes, yeah, that guy's still around.
Yeah.
The friend, the one who called him, who said he was known as Africa's Gift, is now going, goes to me, well, he's like a dinosaur extinct. Really? It was a month ago. Really?
It was a month ago, and also he was scared to death of this guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he was freaking out when he thought that you were throwing him under the bus to the scam.
Yeah, exactly.
He was now like we're old and all this other stuff.
Now we're all talking trash about him, really? Is that what we're doing?
He lost all his juju powers, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, please. Oh, dude, Kevin is so February.
Yeah, really? Really?
Through the internet moves quick.
You were scared S-less, and I had to save you, stupid butt.
And my eyes popped open when you were telling me some of the stuff that he was saying to you.
Yeah, but
he's
but
now Kevin's scary.
But now he's a villain oh, screw it. And then the Power Rangers, that would have been a lot better if I could have remembered it. Stupid. I'm like, Night Ranger? No, it's not Sister Christian.
Welcome to my house.
You can still rock in America? No, wrong reference.
Brad Gillis is being threatened.
Welcome to my hell.
What's Tommy Shaw have to do with that? Asshole, I ruined it. But still, now he's no longer a threat. Now the juju is not an issue. Because if he had the juju, he's not going to get his ass deleted on Facebook.
Right.
And this guy was terrified last month.
Yes, he was.
Not so much this month.
No, not so much this month. One little deletion on Facebook changes everything.
Yeah, really.
He plays like, oh, he's still around? Really?
Well, he's not.
Really?
That...
It was so important for you to have me talk to this guy that you had to lie in order to make it happen, and you were scared, terrified. But no, don't worry. Who cares?
Yeah.
Really? Yuck. Stupid Ghana. This is why people don't like you.
Ghana Pui. No, not all.
What are you, the Iron Sheik? Ghana Pui. Tana Adan number one.
At least he's more threatening.
He certainly is. And he can't even walk.
He still has a little clout with what he's got left.
He can put you in a camel clutch.
Yes.
All right. So I guess we should go back to our Ann Jackson.
Mm. Yeah, I guess so.
Is she super scam fighter, super fraud, super victim? Who the hell knows?
Not
we're
sure
still
yet.
We're still thinking victim. Remember last week, her and IC3 Brown, the FBI guy, which none of us believe is actually FBI. Nope. They called each other money launderers.
I just can't get past
right.
the name.
And Joe was like, and she was scared.
Yeah.
And Joe was like, well, why should we be scared? She didn't know what she was doing, but was like, well, no, I don't know for every country, but at least in this country, and she doesn't live in this country, but at least in our country, ignorance is no excuse
right.
for breaking the law. I don't know if it is where she lives.
Right.
So be it. So that was basically the big takeaway, right?
Yeah, pretty much is that yeah, they were both throwing each other under the bus.
Yeah. So she writes to me. She goes, Mr. Davin. That's the type of respect I prefer, as opposed to Mr. Jizz, which Joe wants to make business cards for. I think it's very disrespectful. Mr. Jizz, I've been busy. I collected the true cases for me. I collected the true cases for me.
Look at you going there. What the hell?
What?
You read this. Well, I mean, listen, she's not an American, so.
Right.
So, what's your excuse when you send me a blog? Oh, who's dinging me now?
Oh, so, well, you know what? That they were. It's good that we took a little break because I wanted to ask the people listening in the chat, are you hearing us okay now? Because
they should.
I know. One was hearing us fine. The other one said we were cutting out but didn't say what station they were on. So.
Well, we were cutting out on the break, and then I fixed it. So.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I mean, listen, though, I'm always on like, Facebook. You know,
yeah.
If you – the feed keeps crapping out on Clutch and Wiggle. This is from Trucker Tom.
Oh, okay.
And
Hi,
Indie
Tom.
Authority. Punish the pen for not contributing in my absence. So,
you know what?
You know what?
Yeah, you know what?
All right. You know what? When the unofficial fourth mic says punish the pen, now I must find it. You know, I was leaning that way myself.
He sets policy sometimes, time limits.
Let's see. Where is it? Here it goes. We'll go with the original.
Inhale the future, exhale the past. Juliana is first, don't ask who's last. Look in the mirror, see yourself for the answer. Slow, solo, flow, pull your pants up when I spread these stings. Goddess with wings,
flying,
I am not what you wish me to be.
Well, not like ghetto.
You
yeah,
see, I'm free to be myself and do my own things. How?
Yeah.
Internet, magic, money, is in my now.
Yeah.
I'm flying, I am not what you wish
me to
be. I've
had wine in front of Penn Station make
you
more
see,
sense.
I'm free. History's destiny, my destination is this moment of now. What I see next to me is real reality. Much
I
love to my mother.
Flow,
she raised me
of...
right.
Yes.
To get paid for every second of my life.
Yeah.
More mother numbers and dollar signs. Follow me as I climb to the top of mine. Stop.
So
I'm already at the top.
You know, I was
going to
stop, but now I can
my crown.
No.
You, insubordination helix. You
see,
need to dummy up and know your place. Lick Joe's foot.
Internet, magic, money, is in my now. I'm flying. I am not what you wish me to be.
Well, actually, you were what I wish you to be, because Trucker Tom... asked for me to punish his fellow Den Pen, the Danish. And, you know, he had a good point. There was not the contribution. There was certainly enough things to talk about earlier on. There was not the contribution from the Den Pen that was needed. So that's courtesy of Trucker Tom. I was going to let it slide, but I had been considering it, as I said. And Tom convinced me, as only Trucker Tom can.
Right. Don't forget, Trucker Tom is the fourth mic of the show.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. He is. What the hell's going on? Yeah, some of these are crapping out though tonight.
Yeah, Clutch and Wiggle was giving them issues.
I don't know what's going on. Wow.
They clutched their.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why.
Signal jiggle.
No, right now. There's a lot.
That's really a problem. Yeah. I thought I misunderstood. Crimson Cat was saying in the den, Davin, is that your girlfriend rapping? And I thought she was being a smartass. And I'm like, no, don't say that. You'll get more punishment. And
yeah,
then
right?
I was like, oh wait, no, she thinks it's Belinda. So I was like, no,
right.
It's Yulia.
I don't know what's going on. Hold on, we're not on any place right now.
We're not?
I mean, you keep talking, but
we'll
I don't know what's going on. I don't know.
Oh dear. Oh dear.
I don't know what's going on with this Sam. I really don't know. There's been issues tonight. I don't know if it's Sam. I mean, I'm looking at my internet. You have any issues with the internet?
No.
No, neither do I.
I guess it's Sam.
Yeah, so I'm going to get this fixed tomorrow. Mm. I might just get with a new... Wow, the Sam just keeps... Yeah. You got it. Don't you worry.
You got it. Piece of cake.
Keep smacking it.
Sure. Right. Smack it. I'm getting us back on.
Yeah, put yourself in the balls. That seems to work.
Gets me to stop from peeing.
Put Sam in the balls. Maybe it'll stop breaking.
Davin doesn't have to pee, but the Sam took a dump. But
yeah, right? No, it seems to be working now. I don't know. What the issue is. My apologies. Pip will write that I apologize. See, now, that's what happens. Yuliana broke Sam. It was punishment.
Even the Sam couldn't go enough.
Yeah, I don't know what Clutch is giving me problems tonight. But let's see. There we go. Let's see. Get that going. Connecting. We're going to work.
Dun, 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 dun.
Everything is crapping out. I don't know what's going on. Everything is, are we on? I think we're on most places. I don't know what's going on.
I'm not really sure. I'm asking the chat if they can hear
us. Please let us know.
They're talking amongst themselves. Thank goodness.
The best way to enjoy this show.
Really. It's like, ignore us. Talk amongst yourselves.
Right. Yeah, I got a...
Cat can hear us.
All right, good. Now we just get with... I got to either get with Donnie or Joey tomorrow.
Right.
Getting with Donnie again.
Yeah.
I either got to reinstall this one, which is a very old version.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. That's like putting a blown motor in a nice car.
You know? I think it would be more interesting if he got with Joey. I don't know if Joey's down, but
Joey has a girlfriend and has a new baby.
Oh, a littlest one.
That's true.
Take it from the gay maker. No matter what they bring to the table, they could still turn at any moment.
Man.
They will be desiring of the cock. If I have anything to do with this.
Face the rat, the wrath of Pip,
yes.
And then go to Shaft.
Okay.
John Shaft.
What did I miss?
The only one that's immune is Mr. Helix. I don't know why. He has some kind of force field.
Still having problems?
No. I'm just thinking about all the editing I'm going to have to do after the show.
Mm. Kat says, "Now, Davin, now you can see who your loyal listeners are.
Thank you, Kat.
They hung in through the tech issues.
Thank you.
We appreciate you guys being patient. You're patient through the rest of the show. Why shouldn't you sit through the tech issues?
It's the best part of the show. It's the highlight.
Yeah.
All right. So here's some information from Ann Jackson that she sent to me. All right? This is all from her. It's a list. In fact, you can ask the bank lawyer about how to deal with the frozen accounts. It did happen to my neighbor, and she paid the fees for releasing the funds to her, even if it is a domestic case. So she's saying that in order to get recovered scammer money, you have to pay ahead of time. I've never heard this. I don't know. I never really get a straight answer from anybody.
But
every time I've ever heard about, because it doesn't make sense why you'd have to pay to open up a case to get your funds back, because you don't have your money.
Right.
It would seem if you did have to pay anything, you would do it on the back end.
Yeah.
It would seem like there'd be, because like the advance fee fraud always has, you have to pay like a percentage of what, so if you're out like, you know, $10, you have to pay 10% of that, so it'd be a dollar.
Okay.
You know, that's what it is. You have to say a percentage of the money you're trying to get, which is why it's called an advanced fee fraud, because you're paying ahead of time.
Mm.
So she's saying this is true. She goes, I did insult Brown Cotton. Well, look, who knows where he's been? He's brown and he's cotton.
Yeah,
that's the FBI guy.
Yeah,
Eric,
horrible name.
Eric Bohr. That's the Interpol guy. And the Interpol is the police, really. And UN idiot, I don't think he uses that in his title, Melvin Santos. If they help the victims or kill the victims because the victims are dead broke and they ask for paying the fees to open the case files, they will freeze the bank accounts from the criminals and then deal with the funds transfer. They also put it into Treasury. This is what she's saying is what happens.
I don't understand that.
What don't you understand? Not sure I do, but I'll see if I can help.
Can you read that last part again?
Ugh, it's so convoluted.
I'm sorry.
I did insult Cotton Brown, Brown Cotton, Eric Bohr, Melvin Santos. If they help the victims or kill the victims, always with the killing, because the victims are dead broke and they ask for paying the fees to open the case files, they will freeze the bank accounts. I guess this is what they're telling her from the criminals and then deal with the funds transfer. They also put it into Treasury. Money's going into Treasury.
Okay.
It's called their pockets.
Yeah, I was like, who's Treasury?
That's what I call my pockets, Mr. Treasury.
Better than Mr. Chiz.
This, and then I get she's outlaying how it goes. They will ask the victims to open non-residential account and do the funds transfer to the victims. Why does it have to be non-residential?
Yeah, you know what that's...
What is non-residential? What is it, like a business account?
I think it may be like an overseas account where you can't do anything about it.
Yeah, but see, that's ridiculous. That's how all the Nigerian scams start.
And Mitt Romney.
I need funds moved, and I can't do it. I'm an overseas prince, and only you... A stranger in America can help me, you know?
I mean, Jesus.
Please.
It also costs money when doing funds transfer. Usually it's about 10% for the funds transfer from the total amount. Again, this is law enforcement. Like, if you get mugged, you don't have to pay the police to go after the mugger. It's their job.
Yeah.
That's what law enforcement does. They fight crime.
Yeah,
you'd think.
Yeah, well, you would, but... Well, I do. Don't know what she thinks.
I don't get it.
No. Well, she does.
No, she thinks she gets it.
Yes. Well, no. Could she possibly be wrong?
Oh, that's so unusual.
We'll continue. She goes, if the victims do not apply for it, I don't know why the thing is cutting in and out tonight. I'm looking at a couple of them. They're cutting in and out. I don't know what the problem is.
Yeah, you know, they're saying that they're in the chat that there's trouble.
I don't know why. It's got to be with Sam and... I guess, you know, Joey, if you're listening, feel free to poke around on my computer.
Hey, now.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with it. But you know what? Here's the thing. Our feed, not the station's feed, but like the recording of this.
Yes.
It's not crapping out.
Oh, huh, okay.
So the replay should be fine.
The replay will be us going, Humana, is Sam on?
Yeah. I mean, I don't really know what the issue is tonight. I got to be honest with you, but I'm going to this is going to be taken out tomorrow. That's what I can tell you about this. This is going to be taken out tomorrow.
And shot in the backyard.
Yeah. But anyway, I don't know what the issue is. He goes, it also costs money when doing funds transfer. She goes, it also costs money when doing funds transfer, usually about 10%. She goes, if the victims do not apply for it, the funds will be frozen and put in the Treasury. The corrupted politicians will steal the funds, or the scammers will hack the bank accounts to steal the funds. So the funds, they're not just sitting there doing what funds do. Collecting interest.
No.
Somebody's going to take the funds. You can't leave funds unattended.
No, wait, you don't know what they're going to get up to.
No, funds left unattended are very troublesome.
Now, is she saying what they're telling her, or is that just a fact?
I think this is what they're telling her, and she's taking it as fact.
Yeah, and then she's repeating it like it's fact, even though this is the BS that she's been fed. You know, it sounds like the funds are standing on the street corner with their thumb out, hitching a ride. They can't be trusted. They don't know what's...
If you're a government entities and police, wouldn't you put it in a safe place?
Wouldn't you think?
Yeah.
What are they saying, that there's no
safe place? There's no place. There's no safe
place. There's no place safe.
Yeah. It's like, like in a shoebox on the side of the road, if it's a safer place.
But what's the incentive of that? Is it telling you to hurry up and send the fee so they can get the money out there before it's stolen?
Yeah, that's
because
what it sounds like they're saying.
How would it be? Why would you, even if you're buying into this, why even at that point would you invest money into something that could be taken?
It's the whole thing of good money after bad.
Yeah.
People do that all the time. It's that principle that I was trying to think of the name of it last week. I have to Google it because I'm sick of bringing it up and not knowing the name. But it's good money after bad. You just think you're going to get a payoff.
If their intention is telling you better do this quick because this is what's going on, instead of just saying, well, this is what will usually happen because there's no, you know. So I'm going to go under the assumption of that you send this in right now. Because this stuff isn't safe, so get in and get your money while it's still there.
Hurry now, act fast while supplies last.
That's the impression of, that's how I'm going to take this, because that's the only way that it makes sense making that statement.
Pressure sales.
Yeah.
I'm just looking. There's nothing I can do unless I shut down everything, but I don't even know if that would work. And that could take 10 minutes to reboot it up.
Yeah, you know, that's what I was.
I don't know. I'm just, like, looking at this. I'm like, why is it losing encoding? It never loses encoding. So
maybe we're being scammed.
What?
Maybe
we're
being
scammed.
Kevin's
hacking us.
Yeah. Maybe he is. I don't think he can hack Sam. Sam's a bitchy mistress. And, and none of the people. And you know, I tried to get Donnie and Joey on the horn and can't get them. So it is what it is tonight. It's just going to crap out. Listen to the replay. I don't know why.
Well, Donnie's busy with doing whatever with Lady Spitfire without his protestations. Mm. But and Joey, I don't know. You say he's got a girl.
All right. She goes on. She does. And a baby. This is what the, she goes on. This is why we have 419 scams, which is what the Nigerians call it, not 419 scams for the penal code.
Oh. Okay.
Some victims get 419 scam mails, and this is how the scammers use the victims, and the scammers are looking for the partners to do money laundering. I don't know where she's getting all this.
Yeah.
But in 2011, my police told me that the route of the funds transfer via banks to banks can be traced and they can do arrest. If I would assume if it's okay. In country, you could.
Yeah, that would make sense.
But you have to know who the real people are.
Right, but I mean, at least you have jurisdiction.
Right. If you know who the real people are, sure. If it is not in domestic, the local police can do nothing. Which is why they went non-residential.
Right.
This is why I called head office of FBI to ask for help in September of 2011.
Now, what? I'm sorry, she's in another country.
She's in Japan.
Yeah, I didn't want to say.
I just did.
Yeah, I know.
That's all right. There's a lot of people in Japan. It's a very populated country.
It is. I knew that she was in Japan. And these people are presumably in Africa. So now, why is she calling the FBI? Like, why would they be jumping in? Because the FBI is...
would have nothing to do with that.
Nothing to do with something international like that. Why would they be at all interested? Well, how about Interpol? How about the...
Well, she has contacted Interpol.
And they've done nothing. Well, I don't understand why the FBI would be invested in this situation at all.
Well, because
with
remember,
a Japanese national.
Well, remember, because theoretically some of these are, she's got Miller and Green, which are U.S. soldiers.
Right.
So
yeah,
that's
supposedly.
Why. Yeah.
Now, would the FBI be in on that or a division of the Army?
No, the Army doesn't do that. It's the FBI. It's not the Army's job to go hunting down these type of bad guys. This is the FBI.
Yeah.
This is cybercrime. Okay. This is the FBI. It's not the Army. Army really can't do anything about
right.
it.
Yeah.
It's not really the Army's... area of expertise. She goes, whose responsibility? Brown Cotton and Eric Bohr are effing idiots.
I love it when people yell at other people and then use bad grammar to do so. It's always amusing.
Yeah, well.
They are bad idiots.
They are idiots.
They are idiots.
And Crimson Cat is saying the FBI would contact Interpol. That's what I would think. The military-only prosecution.
Well, she's got everybody working on it. She's got the FBI. She's got the United Nations. She's got Interpol. She's got the Army.
Batman.
Batman would get this shit done.
Batman would certainly pull.
Yeah, he'd pull it off.
Maybe that's who she should have called.
I think so.
Put up a little bat signal.
Yes.
She goes, whose responsibility? Brown Cotton and Eric Bohr are effing idiot. I told them that they should tell the victims the whole process of how the victims can get their money back. They should take responsibility for what they did to the victims. Mm-hmm. So she's pointing the fingers at them.
Right.
Might have to restart. I did that.
Yeah, it's like,
I'm just doing some tech with Joey from Extreme Jams.
Yeah, and his suggestion was take it out back and shoot it?
No, close.
Okay.
Said you might have to restart Sam, which I did already.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to shut. I'm not going to reshut down everything.
Not now.
I mean, it seems like they can hear every other word in the chat. But
yeah, they're hearing. Hearing enough, and they're just really loyal and they're hanging in.
You talk every other second, we'll be able to do the full show.
Sure.
We could have a show like this.
Right.
AJ has the Green Lantern on it.
Okay.
That's what the chat says.
All right. It's good to know. At least we have the League of Justice.
Yeah. Would it be Kato?
This just in from Tech.
She is Japanese, so wouldn't Kato be on it?
That would be it. Maybe she knows Kato.
And maybe Kato got in touch with Green Lantern.
Right. No,
nice call.
Wasn't
that
the Green Hornet?
Oh, wait.
Green Hornet.
Is it Green Hornet?
Yes. It's Green Hornet.
Shoot. I mixed up my green. See, you know, I changed my lettering, my font in the chat room to green, and now I can't get anything straight.
You
never mind.
You know,
did you?
Good?
I did.
I didn't know
so
you could do
could
that.
You'd
be good at Magenta Man. It's Magenta Man.
That'd be a gay superhero.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Now it thinks it's working. All right, you know what? I. I don't know. I'm so frazzled. We haven't had a shit show with tech this bad in a long time.
No, we haven't.
No, I'm getting the new version of the broadcaster tomorrow.
Amen.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to have to do. Because we might lose a couple of stations, but it is what it is.
Yeah, well, you know what? We'll just cross them off as we lose them.
They're all off the list.
Sorry.
All right. Let's see. She goes, so she tells them they should take responsibility. Truly speaking, this is an international case. The funds should be sent back legally, and the government will check if the funds get involved in money laundering. I don't know.
The funds will be sent back, and the government will check if they get involved in money laundering.
I don't know.
That is just a really weird statement.
It is.
They're going to track the money, and then if it somehow gets into the washing machine...
I don't know.
They'll know.
I don't know.
She's got a really strange way of thinking.
She's not American.
No. Speaking. I know that the English is the second language.
She is the one, the chosen anti-scammer. She's got stuff on YouTube.
She's got stuff on YouTube?
Yeah, Joe, we've covered that. She puts up videos and stuff. She puts up blogs trying to help the people. That's why people held her in such great esteem, because she's multimedia.
I'm not sure who exactly she's referring to here, but Crimson Cat says, actually, it's Godzilla!
Godzilla.
Oh, I was thinking, oh no.
That's the song. That's the bridge. That's the middle part.
Okay,
that's the middle break.
Here comes Godzilla.
Godzilla.
She goes, Brown Cotton, Eric Bohr, Parker Green, James Miller, and Jennifer, that's the daughter of Parker Green.
Oh, right.
Assisted me, remember, like a daughter.
Yes.
And when she had all these problems, she confessed, these are scammers, to Jennifer.
Right.
How do they know everything? Mystery.
Let me tell you all my suspicions about the people that you're in league with.
No, they're good people.
No, of course not.
That's like going to Tony Soprano. Those people at the pork store, they're in the mob. Hey, yeah. Thank you for telling me. Very good you told me.
You did a good thing.
Thanks for telling me.
Smack him gently
on the cheek. It's a good thing to know. You know?
You're a good kid.
Yeah.
So she says this, Brown Cotton, Eric Bohr, Parker Green, James Miller, and Jennifer assisted me and paid lots of money for the funds transfer. Especially Parker Green did pay lots of money. Brown Cotton did indeed admit he made a big mistake to my case. So they're just donating all their money to help you get your money back, and this seems real.
This is what really good people to be throwing
all
their money
peaches.
In here.
Yeah. They're peaches.
Yeah, you know what? I lost some money. I placed a bet in AC. Joe, could you throw some money at it and get my money back?
Joe would do that.
Yeah, I would
do
that.
Joe's the type of guy that would rescue a blue jay, so of course he would do that.
His name is Bird.
Get it right, stupid. His name is Bird.
His name is Bird. Excuse me.
Yes, name is Bird.
The hell? Really? Now it froze? Really? All right.
Like the
now
weather.
It didn't freeze. Now I don't know what's...
Now it's showing Roadrunner cartoons.
I just don't know what's
going
on.
Look out for that box that says Acme. That's always a bad sign.
I don't know what's going on with this thing. It's gone tomorrow. I'm getting a new one.
Okay.
And I'm sure that'll be just as sucky.
No. It'll be the thing that
No, it'll be new.
Well, the thing that's going to have is tech support.
Yes.
I'm paying for the tech support.
And won't they be sorry.
Yes.
So Brown Cotton admitted he made a mistake. She goes, I am mad at Jennifer now because she did not listen to me about confirmation. Damn you, Jennifer. I did tell her what is going on with this. The bank will ask the government to grant the funds to the bank, and then the bank will release the funds to the victims after doing the legal process from the frozen bank accounts. Uh-huh. This is bank lawyer's job. Jennifer is making a big mistake this time. I did collect the truth in the file. I don't even know what this woman's talking about.
Because she's rambling
on. She's being led on by all these people. It's really coming home to roost on this, where this woman is being sold such a bill of goods, mm-hmm. and she's so disillusioned that she can't tell what's going on.
She can't tell what's real anymore.
And that's the problem. You can't tell what's real anymore.
I mean, do you think she's still a victim, or do you think now she's trying to convince me of all this nonsense?
She's a victim that's delusional, and she's trying to justify what she saw. She's just been led down the wrong road, and she did not do her homework, and she's being led on by these people. And like I sound like a broken record about this, but the problem is she's leading people to believe that she knows what she's doing, and unfortunately she doesn't.
She didn't vet these people at all. And if she laid out for all the people that follow her and go, she is the goddess, if she laid out and said, yes, I was talking to this person and this person, and then when I thought that there was a problem, I confided in their niece. And, you know, I mean, anybody following this would go, are you kind of stupid?
Right.
What are you doing?
But now, it's kind of interesting that you say that, because a lot of things are going, a lot of people that are following into this are saying,
yeah,
what are you, kind of stupid?
Yeah.
And here's the thing. Mm. There was a lot of venom in the chat room
we
heard. So
yeah.
I think it's more of them saying, are you with them?
Oh, yeah.
But as you get into this, I think I've always been with the contention that this is a delusional woman that's been wrong, that's looking for vindication, that is being led on a path. And I don't think she's being scammed. I think that she is. I think she's being scammed, rather. I don't think she's in with them.
Yeah, I no longer, from what we're hearing from Davin from her own mouth, I really think that she's believing the stuff that's been told to her, and that she's just, is it a matter of her naivete? Is it English as a second language? Is it a cultural difference?
Well, it's not like it's the African's first language.
Well,
no, I know, but I'm just really wondering what's going on with this woman.
She
doesn't get it.
I think not only that, if you're doing something like that, if you're leading a group of people and you're in over your head,
mm-hmm,
it's a self-defense mechanism to try to go still under the assumption that everything is real, to try to save face.
Yeah, yeah. She's become so wrapped up in the story.
Right. Picture that you're in a car and you're heading somewhere,
mm-hmm,
and you've got the direct, and you're given a direct, and you're lost.
Yeah.
You know, we're not lost.
Yep.
Go back up, make a right,
yeah,
go around, and we'll start. You don't know where the hell you are. You don't look like an idiot going, I'm lost.
I'm absolutely sure where I am.
No, I know where I am.
Yep.
We go up there, and you're like, holy Christ, I hope that light's up there.
Because
you don't want to look like an idiot.
Right, right.
And I get a funny feeling, you know, in a more broader way, that this is the situation here. I don't think that she's in with the scammers.
No, I don't think so either.
I think that she's being sold a big, big bill of goods,
mm-hmm,
and she's in over the head. Now, we discussed this last week, where the effect is that she really put her foot in cow shit here, because the thing is is that she is being misled by these scammers, and now it's starting to dawn on her, you know, with Davin pointing this out, that hey, you know what, maybe I've been led.
Yeah.
Now you've got people on the other side of you going, you know what, I think you're in with them. You've got the scammers threatening her. Now you're feeling it. I mean, I feel very bad for this one.
Yeah, I kind of do too.
You know, and it's, she, you know, and either
not everybody does.
No.
But that's
like
what Pip
just said.
That's what Pip was saying before, where you get, you know, where you feel, how stupid could this woman be? But a lot of people aren't saying that. A majority, I think, maybe in the chat, when we had full chat, we swayed out of everybody in the room, maybe two people.
Yeah.
Kind of.
I mean, right now, Crimson Cat is saying, what we're saying makes sense. You know, but the last time that we were talking about it with a fuller chat room, there was a lot of animosity towards her, and they were like, no, she is with them, and she's actively scamming.
Do you, for the people that believe that, do you feel that she is under a strong emotional sense that she could be with them?
That's what they think. They think that she's, I'll answer that, they think that she's part of the team.
She thinks she's part of the team. It's almost like the case of Juliana, in my opinion, where she's that stupid or that brilliant.
Yeah. Well, we'll continue.
Yeah.
I always lean on the side of stupid. can't go wrong with stupid.
I'm not leaning. And I want to clarify something. It's not stupidity. I think being naive.
Naivete.
That she is in. I really think that she's being very naive. I don't think that she is that qualified to be ruthless.
All right. Let's go on. She goes, it was me who asked some anti-scam sites to post my scam cases. I did post Brown Cotton, Eric Bourne, and others on anti-scam sites because they made lots of mistakes to me. So she's the people that are making mistakes, now she's reporting them to anti-scam sites, which doesn't really seem like a justified reason to report them as scammers if you believe they're making mistakes.
If it's mistakes rather than actually committing the scamming.
She goes, attach the files. In fact, I am very rude to them. We've seen that.
Yes.
Please read them and then judge the truth. I also insulted them a lot. You? Never.
Yeah.
I have been busy after getting better. My friends and students get flu. This is why I had a fever for 3 weeks. Well, she's a teacher. Please read them all. I CC them, because remember, I said, why are you copying them on everything you send them? This is why they know stuff. I CC them, because I do not like to hide or cheat on people. Well, these are the type of people you might want to hide and cheat on.
Yeah.
Well,
Stop for a second, please. You're questioning them, and you feel that you're being scammed by them. If you feel you're being scammed by somebody, and I think I brought this up last week, why are you CCing? That's like going to the police about somebody you think is doing something under the cover, you know, dishonest, and then CCing the person. If you feel that they're not honest, why are you CCing them?
You know what? Let me just divert for a second. I agree with you, and it's like on TV, it drives me crazy when there's some kind of altercation going on and a person says, I'm going to call the police. Don't announce that to the bad person who is now going to slam your head against the wall. Get out of there however you have to, and then go call the cops. Don't announce your intentions to the bad
That's
guys.
A good analogy of that. It really is, you know? It's like, I'm going to call, okay, I'm
really?
Going to shoot you.
Now I'm going to stop you.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to threaten you. I'm going to do bad things to you.
It's yeah.
Like, no, get out
why
of
would
there.
You do, why would you do that?
Don't tell them. Don't tell them. I'm going to call the police. Why would you announce that to the person
the
that's
going
to hurt you?
The only thing I could think of is that everybody knows that, you know, anti-scamming, calling the scammers on the carpet. Maybe she feels in her twisted mind that if they know that he's going to, that she's going to Davin and, you know, and are showing all this, that they may back down.
Well, this is before me. This is stuff that she's done before me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Oh. Then she's an asshole.
Crimson Cat says,
no arguments.
Crimson Cat says in the chat, I think that AJ got caught, and she was backpedaling because no one wants to be made to look like a fool.
So she got caught. Like what?
Well,
I don't know what that means.
Define caught. Caught not knowing
what lying or caught being a fool?
Right. Please elaborate.
Well, because earlier she was agreeing with what I was saying, so I think she means that she got caught looking like a fool, and that's why she's backpedaling.
Okay. Now that
she's gonna run off a cliff like she keeps backpedaling.
She said, or to put it another way, don't stay in the burning building when you're calling the fire department.
But who set the building on fire? Were you one of the people there with the matches?
Arsonist!
Or you just happen to notice the flames?
Right.
That's a key thing.
Ooh,
that's a key thing.
That's good.
Right.
All right. She goes, all right. So I ask is to release the funds to the victims, and the legal process does not cost too much money. That is what I'm fighting for. That's what she says she's always been fighting for.
Okay.
This is the reply about the about UN funds when I asked Dr. Melvin last year, dated February 18th, 2013.
Remind us who Dr. Melvin is?
The guy from the United Nations. Dr. Melvin Santos. Good luck finding him.
Yes.
He's very well hidden in the UN.
He's in a bunker.
He should be after this.
Yeah.
Where's the UN? Isn't it on First Avenue?
Yeah, it's on First. Okay. Down by, what, 23rd or something like that?
Yeah. Well,
he's not there. He's not parking illegally.
UN? I think the UN's there.
All right. So this is what she writes to Dr. Melvin. Dr. Melvin, about funds transfer. Is it necessary to pay more clearances while you are doing funds transfer, even you make the certificates? The bank will ask you to pay for tax clearances, and this is why I got scammed in Hong Kong, and Interpol Mr. Eric arrested that bank manager. And then my funds in UK gets held, and I cannot pay for it. I added the
Yeah.
I do not get any money, but only payment. Do victims need to pay more fees for the funds transfer? I know a couple of victims applied for UN funds, and they got the money from the UN.
The UN?
Yeah, that's what the UN's doing.
Uh-huh.
No.
No.
They sent money to their account by using three banks since the funds is a big amount. Yeah, the UN can't handle big money at once. The UN's going to pay you in singles.
He's out there with one of those old-fashioned little chains.
Yeah.
Cha-ching, cha-ching, yeah. Cha-ching things on his belt like the ice cream man had.
Like it's the United Nations job.
Here's a nickel.
Yeah, cha-ching. And also, I don't know if I'm a little off on this, the UN represents the world.
Yes, but very small in very small denominations.
They're getting paid back in drachma.
Yeah,
and a yak to be named later.
I ask you because I need to know the details. It can help people. You can see how victims think about scam after being scammed by scammers. Scammers lie as you and me breathe in the air.
Wow, this just in.
Scammer scam.
Waiting for your reply.
I wouldn't even know how to begin to reply to that mess.
Yeah.
This guy's going to just like...
So he writes back.
He did?
It's a scammer. It's his job.
And who's this writing back? Brown
He's
Cotton?
Writing back to Jackson.
Brown
Sorry,
Cotton?
I lost
no.
my head.
No, no, this is Dr. Melvin Santos.
Dr. Melvin Santos.
Dr. Melvin Santos of the United Nations. Secretary of the United Nations. You haven't heard of him? Well, I don't know why. He's not the secretary you see on
real.
TV. He's the guy who takes messages.
Gotcha.
He just plays one on TV.
Yeah.
The UN funds can be transferred to you if you can obtain the Affidavit of Oath.
Affidavit of Oath?
What?
And also the transfer certificate. Each costs the sum of euro $1,500.
Ah, there we are.
The total you were
$1,500. Ah, oh, that's just.
And she's
me.
Not catching on to this.
You know,
she's not catching on to this.
Oh my God!
This is the same thing. On the next batch of clips that should be up on iHeart. Is,
yeah, they're up now.
Okay, the go on iHeartRadio, Davin's then on iHeartRadio, is when Davin had a friend, so-called friend.
No, it was a real friend.
A real friend.
Who
but,
got picture
who,
was taken.
Whose picture was taken and used, and Davin was going to be winning money from the world, the United States Department of the Lottery. And there was fees and stuff like that. And it's the same M.O.
Yeah.
as this, where Davin had to send 10%, and Davin was going back and forth with this guy. And it's the same thing. It's everything because basically it was called Win Money, and it's called Win Money and Win Money. And you, the United States Department of the Lottery, is giving money away to lucky people. You, Mr. Davin, are one of the lucky few. Now you have to pay some fees, and you have to speak to this guy. And there's a whole thing with the fees. It's you're going to get this money. It's $150,000 cash. We need to know the color of your house because we don't want the truck to stop nowhere. You know, just anywhere, right? We need to know the thing. However. And there is this, however, it's always this thing waiting there. You could pick it up, right, and if it's legit, you would see a form. Well, only that it's legit, the form wouldn't be legit because it would have it on there. But it's right. Just, these people wouldn't be looking for, a legitimate agency wouldn't be looking for money
no.
or fees. Maybe a bank would be, but if it's a legit bank, you look up the bank will list it to you. You could see, I mean, is... As emotionally attached to the situation that you are, mm-hmm. it behooves me where you can't tell that, especially when you're dealing with scammers for so long, can't you see the next bunch of scams coming up?
It's scary that here's somebody who professed to be almost an expert
yeah.
in the area.
No, she does.
And she is just blind.
If she wanted a safe face, because basically she's getting deeper and deeper.
Yeah.
If you wanted a safe face... I would go out in front of the, you know, make a statement on your page going, mm-hmm. I have been misled. I, out of everybody should know, I felt I misled all of you. I apologize. This was a scam. I am deeply hurt.
Let's see if she does that.
Ooh.
Let's see if she does that.
Okay.
The total UN refund scheme is euro $500,000 will be transferred into your bank account as a compliant as soon as you obtain those two documents. $500,000. You give us $3,000. We'll give you $500,000.
It's like I was saying. It was like the same scam that we just put up on iHeart.
Yep.
It's a lottery compared to you know this to get money back, but it's under the same exact parameters.
And why on earth, if this was a legitimate group, right? Mm-hmm. Why on earth would they entrust one person with all the funds? Lost by people being scammed.
Well,
so let that person distribute them.
In a real world situation, I read an article about I forgot the gentleman's name, but in a catastrophic situation, mm-hmm. Like the Boston bombing, like a catastrophic plane crash, or even 9/11, there is a treasurer that handles it case by case to deem money that is lent out. It's one guy. You know, he's a staff, but he's the one guy. So in this case. That's not that far-fetched. But here's the difference. This guy I'm talking about is real.
Well, that's what I mean. I mean, like, if you have somebody's estate, you have an estate lawyer who holds the things in trust, and he's entrusted to divvy out the money to the people that have been left things in the will.
Yes.
That's an attorney.
Yes.
That's somebody who has been, you know, because of their position, has been entrusted with it. They've earned that position. They passed the bar. They have certain standing. Who
right.
the hell is this woman
now, in that,
to get 500,000 euros?
And they'll show you legit documentation. Now, and that's a perfect analogy. Now, when I had to settle my mother's estate,
I had to pay a $300 clerk fee for the guy to stamp something.
Yeah.
All right. And I remember the lawyer explained it to me. He told me I wasn't going to be thrilled because if you want to call the clerk's office and yell, you can call, but it's a legit government agency.
Yes.
Well, she thinks this is legit. That's what she thinks.
Well, no, but
who are we to say no?
No, but what I'm questioning is if they were legit, why the hell would they be entrusting her with this money? As if she was ever going to get it. But
because
I mean,
she's got YouTube videos.
Okay.
You can't give it all to the cute kittens.
No.
So he goes, I want to get through this. So he goes, boy, do I want to just get through this. He goes, I will help you. Signed, Dr. Melvin. Then he writes back later, I've informed you all that I can do to help you. I will not make any further statement until anyone can get the certificate as I have informed you. Then I can help. I am a very busy man, and my time is precious to me. Thank you for contacting me. Dr. Melvin, UN.
Now,
good day, sir.
Good day, sir. Now, that's another thing that
they
do.
I said good day,
good
sir.
Good day, sir. This is another characteristic, the bullying.
Yes.
The bullying. It's been very... See, this is amazing to me where she, out of all people, who claims she's an expert. I mean, this is our show. We know we're not, you know, we're getting to be experts. But you could see the telltale patterns that they all have. These people are sneaky, but they're not that bright, these scammers. They go by a certain pattern, and we've just noticed two of them so far.
You know,
the bullying is one.
Right. No, we haven't been doing that this long, and Joe, you and I are pretty much listening to what Davin has been looking at and reading for a while.
Yeah.
And we're sitting here right away. We're picking this up.
Yeah, but you know it's part of the Scamming the Scammer, Scambuster segment.
But
there's a heading.
That's true. We did see the red
that's
flag.
That's fine. But in our world, on our show, yeah, that's fine. However, everybody that's involved with stuff like this knows these people's drill. Just as we could say, well, this is a scam buster, you should be able to pick up these telltale things after doing all of this, regardless if you hear the chat room, this woman, whoever, that you know that's investing their time into this, like we invest our time, or Davin invests his time, that you could pick out these telltale signs. Her, as an expert, not picking up these telltale signs and going blindly on, she's an idiot. I don't think she's connected with them.
No.
Because think about it, if you were connected with them, okay, and you know people that are skeptical, they know the telltale signs.
Right.
They're obvious. It's such a set pattern no matter what the scam is. Don't you think, and if you're smart as a whip to pull this off, don't you think that the people following you that you're trying to scam would pick up on this?
Exactly. Actually, in the chat they said two things. Kat said...
They can hear?
Yeah, they can.
But thank God for that. That's good news.
It's cutting in and out, but they can still hear.
Yeah, it's
They're
crazy.
Hanging in.
Yeah.
Kat says... The other hole in the story is, since when does any legitimate law enforcement agency contact the victims of this? Well, I mean, I don't know if I agree with that exactly. Maybe that's the wrong way to put it because, yeah, law enforcement agencies often contact victims.
Yes.
But I think I kind of know what she meant. She was saying the same thing as me. Like, why would these people be directly talking to her?
Mm-hmm.
But Kat goes on to say, the scary part is that she fell for this once with her scammers. So why didn't she learn from that?
Why didn't she learn from that? Especially when you could see, I mean, if you're involved with this stuff, and I want to see if the chat agrees, what I've been talking about for the past 5 minutes or so are the telltale patterns.
Yes.
It's a pattern. We've seen that with our scam, you know, our Mavis and Agnes and more so as the lottery commissioner that we just put up on iHeart when Davin was going back and forth with that scammer that blatantly said he was a scammer.
Kevin.
There's a pattern here that they follow.
Yeah.
Like I said, they're sneaky, but they're not that brilliant.
Yeah.
And if you're delving into this, as much as we are the folks in the scamming, you know, chat room and these scamming sites, you should know this. Mm-hmm. These patterns should be actually pointed out. And if they have been pointed out, you could see them.
All right, let's get through this. Enough. Well, we get the point. We know.
Yeah.
Let's go on to what her response to this is.
Okay.
So she responds, thank you for all of this. I will go through it all. I've started, and there is no doubt in my mind that this was all a scam. I hope you feel the same. These people were never officials, but instead a clever scammer. Oh, no, this is my response to her. I'm like, wait a minute, this seems very cogent.
I was like, wait a minute, how did she
this seems very reasoned.
Boy, she's gotten reasonable very quickly.
Yeah.
That was...
And, you know, and while he's reading it, while he's reading it, I go, see, she's printing a retraction. Not knowing it's...
No, it's stupid over here. I go, thank you for all this. I will go through it all. I have started, and there is no doubt in my mind that this was all a scam. I hope you feel the same. These people were never officials, but instead a clever scammer syndicate.
Yes.
A couple things. Why did you tell people you were in a relationship with Miller? You were never in a real relationship with the real Miller. I know you obsessed about this. Do you think this clouded your judgment? Because remember, you know, our victim, who we interviewed, told us she said she was in a relationship with Miller. We heard that from other places, too. Why will you not give me the full header for the emails you sent with these people? I will not reveal your location, though plenty of people know where you are. Oh, well, I guess I did tonight anyway. It's just a country. I just want to know where these people are located. Why will you not do a Skype interview with me for the radio show?
Yeah.
I know you use Skype. Don't you want to tell your story in your words? That's why I sent her. So this is what she says. Sends me. True case. When the victim knew it was a scam, she called FBI head office asking for help with her scam. The FBI man sent the signal to the branch. At the same time, she also reported her scam to ICP. Oh, I don't know who that is. Maybe ICP. I don't know. After consulting the local police and the international lawyer, one day the IC3 sent mail to the victim telling her the truth. These people's mail address. This is what she goes with. IC3 Crime Internet is, here's the email address she gives me. IC3CrimeUKUSA@gmail.com. FBI man's real name is Brown Cotton. Interpol Clichy. INTPL.Paris.France@Europe.com. Interpol's real name is Eric Bohr, and then she gives me the address of the Interpol, which is the real address.
So she's going to contention that they're real?
Uh-huh. Dr. Melvin Santos, UN Secretary. You'd hear of him, you would think.
You'd think.
UNGDAIDGS@secretary.net.
No!
/I'm not lying.com. What? Really?
Yeah. EFC, that's the... they
EIEIO.
Fight. No, Jesus EFCC, Christ. They fight crime in Nigeria.
They fight crime in
E.F.C.C@activist.com.
No! Oh, no.
His real name is David Copper.
Field.
No, just Copper.
Oh.
And the address is 10 Drury Lane. What is he, the Muffin Man?
Drury Lane.
10 Drury Lane High, Holborn, London. Phone number 447, which is a Nigerian number.
Did you point that out to her?
No, Joe, I let it all slide. You know me, just let people have their moments.
at this point, Joe's dying.
Off mic, but he's dying.
I let it all slide. It's Nigeria. Why upset her?
Oh, God.
Quote, Harrison. Here's the email. SkillPogranda@yahoo.com. His real name, James Miller.
Oh, no.
Green Parker. Green O. No, Green 1 Parker at yahoo.com.
No.
Soldier. Soldiers using Yahoo.
Yahoo.
His real name is Green Parker. Sure it is. His daughter is Jennifer Green. Why don't they have the same name? He's got that backwards.
Oh, okay.
It must be Parker Green, but she fucking writes it wrong. Staying
in London.
A lot of
stuff wrong.
Jennifer Green. Jennifer Green, 1995@hotmail.com. You can email these people, folks listening. Here's the bank lawyer. So-called bank lawyer from Yorkshire Bank PLC. Morris Moriba.
Moriba.
Here's the email address.
A Moroccan Jew.
Here's the email address.
Nothing on that?
No. ESQ Morris, Esquire Morris, ESQ Morris, @consultant.com.
No.
Consultant.com.
No.
Yorkshire Bank, PLC, address 37, Brad Shakwati Bolton, BL, United Kingdom, and of course, a Nigerian telephone number.
Did you just for laughs look up Yorkshire Bank?
Yeah. Anyway, can I go on?
Yeah, I was just asking.
There's going to be answers.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Really, I don't provide answers when I do this show?
Well, I didn't know where how far you were gonna go with the time allotted.
Email esqmorris@consultant.com.
Oh God.
I respond. You just had to be patient, Joe. The only place these people show up in a Google search is anti-scam websites, like whoscammedyou.com, which is an anti-scam website.
Oh, dear.
This group was last reported in June 2013. The money currency they were using was Japanese. It is possible that Jackson is the one who reported this back then. So that, so I did the research.
Yeah.
At least somebody did.
Yeah. So that's they don't translate. It doesn't show up anywhere else. You would think you could find a lawyer online, because lawyers like to hide when they're legit. That's what lawyers do. They don't want you to find them.
But
you never see them chasing an ambulance.
If you were skeptical, wouldn't you look up the bank? Wouldn't you look up the lawyer?
Wouldn't you look up secretary?
They're all real,
com?
Joe. Don't question.
Secretary.com for the UN.
Hey, look, there was. And I
hold on, Joe. Here's what I got, and then you can say your point. Here's the thing: none of these are official email addresses. They're all free email addresses you can get.
Right.
If it was really being used by the FBI, the military, the UN, they would have official email addresses.
Yeah.
Go on, Joe.
I was at the club one night hanging out. I'm on my phone. And
why does it always come back to you at the club?
Because I work there. And there's a lot of free time. There's a lot of free time between, so, you know, you sit there, you know,
right,
I mean, there's a lot of free time. So I'm on my iPhone, and I see that I want an iPod. And they give me the address. So what I do is I do a search.
This must have been after the show started. There's no way you're doing that search before we started doing this nonsense.
Yeah, it was after the show started.
Of course it was.
Of course it was.
Otherwise, this would be horribly different.
But, all right. You know what? Okay. Because I've got a little experience this stuff. Like, this woman should have some experience.
Absolutely.
All right? That's my point. Now, I look it up. I check the website out. And they're fake. They're phony. Stay away. Blah, 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 blah. Because I'm a little educated on this. This woman is a lot of educated on this. A bank. A lawyer. Did she bother to look up and find out if these guys were legit? I did it for a stupid iPod thing. You know?
I know.
And I would, you know.
All right.
The name that you were making fun of, Crimson Cat, says, it sounds like a member of a mariachi band.
No.
Oh, Mars Mariba, it does. Yeah, so that's that. So what have we learned this week? I think she's buying in, and she thinks that this is all real. And she just does not seem
She needs to save face. Look, you know, I mean.
So now we think she knows better, but she's just trying to save face?
Yeah. Well, and she's going about it the wrong way. I mean, if she's going to save face, she needs to make an announcement on her site.
Well, she did. She never said that I made a mistake, but she said that they're scam. They're official. They're officials, but they're mafia members. Never. I don't know.
She's got it. And if she wants to get her credibility back,
it's going to be tough.
But you want to know something? If you come out and be honest and go, I made a mistake. I didn't do my research. And then get the hell off of being a expert on scammers.
Well, we'll see in the coming weeks if she comes to Jesus and does that.
Yeah. You remember that she's Japanese and saving face is huge there.
Oh, never thought
about
that.
That's a very good point.
All right. Let's do a little quick scamming scammers. We'll do...
We have to talk about Belinda. Whoa,
whoa. Always and forever.
It's enough. I don't have the patience tonight.
I don't think the same has the strength.
No, did this freeze? Really? Hold on.
See, what did I tell you?
No, it didn't freeze. I don't know what the... All right. Well, the replay is going to sound good.
Almost there, buddy. Almost there.
Almost there. So when we last left... she went to the, she told us that she went to the, she told me, I shared it with you, that she went to the cafe to do the video chat with me.
Mm-hmm.
She walked to the cafe, but the power went down. They couldn't get in. Remember?
The so, old power.
And you guys did not believe
me. I call bullshit. We call bullshit.
Well, you know what? You could call that, but she has video chatted with me before.
Okay, but we still call bullshit. Well, we wanted to find
you're
out.
You're not a
where,
trusting soul.
No, and we wanted to find out where we were going with it this week, if we ever got there. Obviously, you're going to tell us now.
Yeah, so this is the next day we were talking about having a video chat. March 16th, 2013. She asked me if I got enough sleep. I said not long enough. Got home after 2 a.m. She asked me why I don't go back to sleep. I got things to do, plus I have a little one. You know how that is. This is what my life is like when I work. Tiredness is okay. She goes, okay, have you done your laundry already?
Say what?
Wow.
She asked me if I did my laundry.
Okay.
Yeah, I just soaked my drawers. What the hell are you getting at?
What's your point, lady?
I I go, laundry? You ask very odd questions, LOL.
Yeah.
Maybe we're just filling until we get the boss. I don't know.
Yeah, somebody's giving her to the stretch mode. Yeah.
This sim's not working either. Hold on. Yeah, ask about laundry.
Ask him about household.
Even we can't get a damn Sam caster.
Their Sam is down.
No,
hey, look, I know we're going against each other. Can you talk to Donnie Tills? See what he can do for us?
No, this Sam is done. I don't even get me started on this. I'm so disgusted with this thing right now. Although, of course, we'll put the new Sam in, and that won't encode either. There'll be something with the internet. But
oh, no.
Okay. Anyway. I go, you ask odd questions. She goes, in all caps, or does your wife do it? I go, I do my own laundry. Tomorrow is laundry day. I go, you're yelling at me, or did you just hit cap lock?
Yeah, what's that about?
She goes, just hit cap locks. Do you send your stuff to the laundry, or do you do it at home like me?
Okay. What, is she trying to sell you Tide? Who gives a shit?
Funny.
She's in with Amway now.
Yeah. Real scammer group.
Yeah, now in with Amway, Joe's going to fly to Ghana and do a concert. Yeah. It's going to be his big break.
I'm sorry, Joe. I didn't mean that.
Thanks, Pip, for giving us another reason to throw Joe under the bus.
I got to tell you, that's very funny. Folks, there's a lot of backstory, but trust me, I don't give him credit a lot. That's very funny. It's a good one.
She goes, just hit cap locks. Do you send your stuff out, or do you do it at home like me? I go, I do it at home. I go, do you do it wearing a thong and nipple clamps? Because that is the way how I do my laundry.
Asshole. Funny, though.
and I give her a winky smile. She gives me two smiles. I go, you should try it. Then rub fabric softener all over your body. It is so hot, with a bunch of T's and exclamation points.
And this priest dated yours. Hot.
Oh.
Yeah. Inside joke. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, inside's the word. She writes, I guess I should try it one day. How did your day go yesterday?
Hold on. She said I should try it sometime.
Yep. She's considering it. She's taking it under advisement, Joe.
Alrighty.
She goes, how did your day go yesterday? Hope everything was fine. I go, show went well. Crowd really liked it. The people who hired me from the club were happy. It was a good night. Sometimes the time on stage is the best part of my day. I go, and yes, you should try it. And take pictures. Smiley face.
Yeah. Oh, she wants those pictures.
No, I tell her to take pictures of her rubbing the fabric softener all over herself.
Oh, my bad.
That'd be great.
Look at She goes, okay, I will try it someday.
You like that, Downey. You like that, Downey.
Where's Snuggles the bear?
What part of the tongue
it's
is okay this?
It's so soft.
Ooh, mommy.
Around the areoli.
She goes, but why do you do your laundry on Sunday? I go, just always have. No reason, really. Is that weird? She goes, no, just wanted to know.
I
go,
it's how I pray.
So I just tell her I've been doing it for years. Got to get going in a moment. I should be around later at some point. She asks where I'm going. I go, food shopping and kids karate class. She goes, okay, success, martial arts. She goes, okay, take care of yourself and your kids. See you later then. Bye, babe. Have a nice day. And then I'm back for a few at the dojo. She asks what a dojo is. I go, a school where they learn martial arts. And then she goes, left the dojo and you were back home? I go, no, I'm at the dojo on my laptop. My daughter takes her class. She goes, oh, how is she doing? Hope she becomes good in it. I go, she is doing well. She's a good athlete. She enjoys it and teaches discipline, and the sensei rest for Deco. It's very good. I ask if her daughter has any after-school activities. She goes, unfortunately, no, but maybe one day, maybe she will. Her school doesn't provide that. I go, this is not provided by the school. What are her interests? What type of things are there for the kids in Ghana to do? I like to learn.
Yeah.
She goes, she likes singing and reading. In Ghana, enhancing those things in your kids are quite expensive, but I try to help her with the reading, though, so she becomes good. Again, this seems like a very genuine conversation.
It is.
I go, well, you like singing, too. At least that's what you told me is Agnes.
I like the way you say it sounds like a genuine conversation, and then you bring up the fact that she lied to you.
Yes, I
for
know.
Months.
He always goes back to it.
That's what I got.
I know.
So I go, so if that is true, that plays right into your interest too, which is nice, smiley face. She goes, well, I like singing also. I guess that's why my kid has also. It's good. I go, I agree. I would love to hear you sing one day. Just hear the guy singing harmony in the background.
Then he plays guitar.
It's our big break.
Yeah, we put the band. Oh, gotta put the band together.
Yeah.
He's not my boss. He's my accompanist.
Joe hears and goes, you know what? Maybe I should fly to Ghana and play keyboards. They could use somebody.
We could use him.
Papa. She goes, well, so she says, yeah, she likes singing. That's why her kid likes it. I tell her I'd like to hear her sing one day. I go, does she have a good voice? I go, my daughter loves to sing, too. Unfortunately, she takes after her dad and can't sing a lick. Well, kid loves to sing, but just like me.
Mm.
Hope, well, she won't hear this. Then Belinda goes, yeah, LOL, she has a good voice, but you can get her a voice coach, so she will get better. I go, I could, I guess. I go, she also loves playing instruments. At some point, maybe we will get her lessons. Only so much time and so much money. What type of songs does Kasha, that's the daughter, like to sing? She likes to sing mostly Ghanaian songs. They are kind of easy to sing. Are they Ghanaian pop songs or more of the traditional folk songs? She goes, the Ghanaian pop songs, the popular ones, are easy to sing because everyone likes it. I go, cool. I hope they're better than what I heard at the cafe. That music was terrible. LOL.
Yes.
That's funny.
It's true, too. She laughs. She goes, yeah, I hope so, too. I go, you did not like that music either? Then I go, karate's finishing up, so I got to leave here in a minute. I will be back later after I go to the market. Then she asked me if I cook. I go, I do. I'm pretty good, too. She goes, what do you usually cook? I go, I cook all different things, roasted chicken, grilled steaks. I'll cook anything. Gotta go. We can continue later. Bye. And that's the conversation for the day.
So now, when's the next time you guys are supposed to meet did you reschedule?
No, we didn't reschedule. Don't seem so disappointed.
I am, because, you know, well, I mean, I'm not really shocked, because I knew that was BS about the electricity going down. But
I mean, I really didn't have time. It's Saturday. I'm with the wife, with the kid. I got things to do.
No,
all right, because
no, you're
kind of off the hook in a sense, because basically I was going to say why we used, you know, you're making chit-chat, but usually you're more adamant about that. I was wondering why you weren't more
adamant.
Yeah,
it's hard
but
to
if you
do
were
this.
There, okay, I understand. If you're
it's
there,
hard when the wife and kid are around.
I understand.
Honey, don't mind me. I'm going to talk to the fake girlfriend. I'm going to say terrible things and sexy things. Pay no attention to it. It's all nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, women don't really feel that way.
No, I understand.
So, you know, I kind of didn't, so. Was kind of. I mean, I got more, but it's at the end.
I know.
So I mean, tomorrow, next week's a new week.
Right.
We'll see how much of this we get to next week because we got the big. We'll get to some of it next week. We have the fools. But yeah, I mean, she was pretty cool with the fabric softener.
That was bizarre. Now this is. Now you posted on Facebook something about. I was reading some stuff that I was putting on the show. To my wife and
no, this was the scammer clips that Joe edited that are up on iHeartRadio.net, iHeartRadio.com, and they're also on our site too. If you just on the homepage, you go to scammer clips. But yeah, they're on iHeartRadio right now, and this is from when we had the lottery scammer.
Ah, okay.
This was a very short scamming the scammers thing.
You know, and check that out, please, because I just want to say it again. There's a lot of patterns that are similar to what we were going through with Ann Jackson several minutes ago. So if you know, please check them out anyway.
But they want to know my address and everything, and I'm just like, oh, it's 1313 Mockingbird Lane.
Yeah,
like after the monsters and everything.
Yeah, I remember that.
I remember this person is pretending. One of the scammers in the syndicate is pretending to be a friend of mine, but doesn't really know the friend in relationship. So I'm calling her Auntie G and everything. Yeah. And I ask her if she's taking her medicine. Because remember last time she didn't take her medicine.
She,
you know, she crapped
her
wedding at Marilyn's wedding.
But then.
Me too.
And the funny thing is, because he goes, by the way, how's Mark? And I'm like, who the hell is Mark?
He doesn't know who Mark is either.
And then I'm sitting there, I go, who the hell is Mark? He's got to sit there and go, who the Mark and figure it out. I don't know.
And then he'll come back with, because Mark died several years ago. And
but at least, hopefully it better be the right answer.
I know,
Mark.
Right?
How's Mark?
So the wife is like listening to this. Her eyes are
dog, you know.
Her eyes are bugging out. She's laughing, and it's just like the realization: like, my husband is either insanely creative or he's retarded, and not the good type of retarded. Because I'm saying, she's like, and these people have to sit through this. This is why I often say, you know what? Say what you want about the scammers, but some of them earn their money.
Has she listened to the amusement park point?
No, she doesn't usually listen. But she always says she should. But no, I don't know if I'd want her to listen to that. But
yeah.
Let's have sex in an oven. All right.
Yeah.
Tits and tilt-a-whirls. But yeah, I mean, you guys are like listening now, But there's a lot of history I have with these scammers.
Oh.
Like, you people, if you're just listening the past couple of months, you really have no idea some of the mayhem I've put these people through.
Oh, yeah.
And because they think I'm a big fish, they stick right with it.
And a lot of it's on the on our page. It's all on there. We're very descriptive what the shows are on there. So go pick a show. It's listed there. You know, you can catch up. It's all there.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. Somebody's messaging me.
Somebody's digging you?
No, nobody digs me.
Yeah, that's
ding.
True.
Ding. Oh, somebody
digs somebody you.
Somebody digs you.
No, I'm not. I'm not delusional.
You,
really, Facebook? You want to be like this too? Open up, you whore.
Wow.
I've had it with technology tonight.
I most certainly do.
Juliana's punishment song.
What?
Something. She's singing. This is confusing. Now I know.
Here we go.
I'm trying to apply logic in an illogical situation, but you're singing something about pull up your pants and I'll open these. It's like, wait a minute, how's that going to get done then? You know, like,
oh, this isn't about that. I'll answer your problems later. We're it's just more people want to know stuff about scamming, but it has nothing to do with this right now.
Okay.
I'll solve your issues later. Listen to the show. You could be listening right now. Don't be Facebooking me with nonsense.
I know.
It's
like, I don't see you in the chat.
Yeah,
shut
exactly.
Up.
I'll solve your world problems next time. It's showtime.
We've had two people who have hung in during a horrendous
thank you
chat two people
experience.
In the chat tonight
thank you.
Well, you know
we
what?
Are way down
you know what yeah
I'm glad we announced that.
It's the tech issues, but I gotta hand it to Crimson Cat and Lisa for hanging in with us.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
I haven't decided what, but I'm gonna, on behalf of the den, going to send them something from my hoard.
All right. All right.
And this will be of my choosing, and you asked for it.
Somebody's getting azaleas.
Yeah, really. Yeah, that handsy little pink dwarf has got to get out of my car.
Well, next week for the big April Fool's show, the broadcaster should be fixed. So this should not be an issue again. Thank you guys for hanging. You think that's what it was? You think that's why so many people were in there?
You know what? I saw a lot of anonymous coming and going in the den, and I think that they were just having so many issues, and it was just they couldn't stand the...
When I post about this tomorrow, I'm going to say... A lot of tech issues for the live show. Replays complete, and you can hear it uninterrupted. Working on. All
right,
you know what?
Right.
Here's what we're gonna. So we're not gonna do the plugs of anything tonight because I'm not gonna charge the sponsors for this because we're having so many tech issues on the live
smart.
Show. So you know, I'm not gonna worry about tonight. Just gonna carry them another week.
Yep.
You know, so. You know, Success Martial Arts got a free plug there. You know, Surf Easy gets a free extra week of stuff.
Yep.
There's no point in just doing it. I mean, I could just do it for the podcast, but really, I don't have the patience tonight.
No.
I mean, that's just the reality of it. I'm so disgusted with the technology.
And you're only hearing, you know, bits and pieces.
Yeah, so I'm not going to do that to the sponsors. So, Joe, where are you going to be this week?
I'm doing a benefit for the Farmingdale Chamber of Commerce on Thursday over at the Knights of Columbus over on Front Street. Check that out. Also, I will be doing a fundraiser for the Quag Fire Department out in Quag, Long Island on Saturday. And
isn't
Sunday...
Quahog?
Quag.
Stupid name.
It's Indian for all the way in the island.
That's a different
town. No, that's Quahog. That's where the Family Guy people live.
Yeah.
No, it's Quag.
And Quag is the guy that goes giggity.
Giggity, yeah. So I'm giggity and Quag. Sunday I'm at the Brokerage Comedy Club in Belmore.
All right. So we'll try to squeeze some time in to do important shit besides comedy. Okay. let's see. Tomorrow, Wednesday, I'll be in Highland, New York at the restaurant at Vineyard Commons. For info, call 845-834-2913. 845-834-2913. Friday, live comedy in Oakland, New Jersey, Portobello Banquet starring Don MacArthur, Chip Ambrosio, and Jerry Shack. For info, call 201-337-8990. Saturday, I'll be in Oyster Bay.
Oyster Bay.
Is that by where you're going to be?
No. It's going to be about 60 miles past that.
I am?
Yeah.
Ugh.
No. I'm 60 miles past where you are.
Oh, I'm closer to the city.
Yeah, you're a lot closer. About maybe probably about 30 minutes closer than you would be from my house.
Okay. Very good. I will be doing at the Sagamore Yacht Club.
Yeah, my word.
I knew you were going to do that.
Yeah,
for info, call 516-922-0555. 516-922-0555. So, yeah, next week we're doing the big... April Fool's show, so you can get a Surf Easy. Still have time. Get it to me by March 30th. Email at davin@davincomedy.com. That's always a fun show. We suggest every check out the fun show, the full show. That's going to be good. We're going to have our tech issues solved. Hopefully, me and Donnie are going to get with this tomorrow. Thank you guys for hanging in on the live show.
Yes, thank you very much. We really appreciate it, man.
Everybody on the replay, I apologize why it seems like I'm addressing tech issues all the time, because I was.
Well, and hopefully next week they'll be long gone.
You should have seen he had bowling pins and oranges and everything in the air.
Yeah, it's just been frustrating. Haven't had a show like this in a while. But if you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, keep on listening.
Thank you for listening. Have a great night, folks.